It's the Tiltcast, episode 91, Scorched Earth Policy.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Downguard, Diablo 3, StarCraft, and how to build an affordable gaming PC.
Stay tuned, guys. And we're back for yet another episode of the Tiltcast, and this episode's going to be a little bit different than what we do normally. Trent's busy working, but we're up to four members again. And we have Holly.
Woo!
She's saying something. And then across the table from me, we have the return of Victor, or Thugtor, or whatever the fuck you're going to call him. He's been busy at work as well. And then I got one of my longtime land buddies, the Drunkosaurus Rex.
The Drunkosaurus Rex.
So
many vent stories.
So, yeah, this week is going to be a little bit different, but we know that it's not a lot going on in gaming right now, and that's a deceptive thing. So this week I'm going to be talking a little bit about some pro StarCraft. We're going to bring up a little bit on some Diablo, Minecraft for, was it iOS? Also, Holly's been playing a little bit more Holly Pop Chainsaw.
Holly Pop Chainsaw.
And, hey, I played some Dawnguard. So, just kind of spitting it out here. Let's get into some Diablo talk. Because everybody likes Diablo, or most people like Diablo, but Victor, you're talking before the show, and I kind of rushed you into this because you had so much to say, and I was like, Victor, you're late again, so we're going to start now.
Fuck you, Victor.
So, it's all right. I mean, I didn't want to bring you on just after the news. That has sucked, so.
Yeah.
So, Diablo, what's up with Diablo? You've been playing some Diablo, you heard some Diablo stuff?
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit, and chatting with some friends that are on there, getting crazy with it. They nerfed a bunch of the damage, especially on my buddy's monk.
Didn't they do something to attack speed?
Yeah, they took attack speed down to sixth of what it was or a tenth. Like, so destroyed it.
So if you have a high attack speed weapon now, you really would rather just have one that has better damage output.
Exactly. Attack speed was stacking like ridiculous. You know, it wasn't per hit. They weren't rating it. They're doing damage per second. So of course, if they nerfed the attack speed, you're doing less swings per second. Less right. damage per second. But they also made Inferno easier.
Did they make Inferno easier because they nerfed attack speed, though?
I don't know. I know it was really hard for everybody but the top 2% of gamers. That's pretty much what they were whining about.
You're not an Inferno yet, are you?
No, I'm not.
I've almost beat Nightmare.
I've got a bunch of...
I've got a bunch of friends.
I mean, I've been playing since Diablo 1, so I've got a bunch of friends in Inferno in D3, so... But they nerfed the attack speed, so it nerfed your damage, but they made a lot of people easier to kill. Like, used to be, you know, packs of, you know, get a pack of, like, 10 guys, and you run, because they're going to murder you.
So we have a little group to explain to people of, it's like Diablo Nerds Unite that I threw up together. I need to add you to that, Rex.
I am in that.
Are you in that now?
I am in that.
Okay, good. So, and somebody posted, I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but somebody posted a picture. It was like a little video, and it was a kid running from a bunch of chickens, or geese. And that's pretty much how everybody was playing it from, like, hell on forward, because it's like, you would like, attack something, and you're like, oh, I'm just a demon hunter, so I'm just going to go, like, hell shooter with this, and, like, shoot, and then dodge, and then shoot some more, and then dodge, and just run all over the map until I completely destroyed something. And it's got kind of ridiculous, until you get the better damage weapons and stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, part of the Diablo has always been, if you don't have equipment, your gear was half the fun, you know? If you're under-equipped, you're getting... killed no matter what level you are, and especially when they leveled all the characters where you have every skill. At level 60, you have every skill your character gets, you know, so you can basically just... equipment's the only difference.
Well, in a treated form with a lot of roguelike games, I mean, it's really the only draw of Diablo. It's as simple as the game design is it's just randomized encounters with things that you can beat up and get better gear from. It's just... it's almost like playing the lottery. I mean, you go to the slot machine, you plug in the quarter or whatever, and you get something out, and sometimes you don't. And that's just really what Diablo is. I mean, it's lots of blood and guts and crazy shit going on, but it's really just, I want better gear because I want to look more awesome, and I want to look more awesome when I play with my friends. And, I mean, obviously there's that hardcore percentage that, like, wants to do the Inferno mode, and I know you probably definitely know this, Rex, where there's a lot of hardcore WoW guilds with WoW getting easier that are going in through Inferno mode and playing the hard encounters and things like that, but...
Yeah, I know. I actually cut out a WoW about a year ago. But yes.
Well, they had the first hardcore mode character on D3 and cleared it like a week and a half ago.
Oh, cleared it on hardcore?
Like, yeah, like cleared hardcore Inferno is a Barbarian and...
Cleared Hardcore Inferno?
Yes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Cleared Hardcore Inferno. It was two people. It was a Barbarian and something else.
Probably a Monk to heal him or something.
Gotta be.
Yes. Yeah, it was something.
So, to those of you that haven't listened to every episode or don't know a lot about Diablo, Hardcore mode is something that's carried over from the other games where you have one life to live, and if you die, you die. Well, in Hardcore, you unlock it in normal difficulty once you hit level 10. And I've been playing it on normal in Hardcore, and that's... I'm not that hardcore. I'm just saying. We're playing pretty safe. We haven't died, and we're up through most of Act 2. But we need to get back on that. But either way, and I consider myself a fairly decent gamer. I don't really consider myself a noob at anything, except for some shooter games. But like when it comes to stuff like Diablo, I feel confident that once I get to Inferno mode, I'll be able to mess with it, but it'll just be a trial and error process. I couldn't imagine, like, even as difficult as Nightmare can be sometimes right now, I couldn't imagine even...
I can't play hardcore mode, because I do stupid shit up too much. Like,
That's half the fun, though, running the mob and saying, can I do this? You know, Wizard, I'll just go Archon and just unload, just incinerate and just pound the ground, you know, see if you can kill. And that's, it's like, screw this, Barb would die right now, but I'm beating the crap out of him with my wizard, you know. That's kind of cool, but then as soon as it wears off, I'll try to run, but they get you. But it's fun.
Well, it's like sometimes when I play with you, especially when you're doing, like, your drunk gamer nights, where you're you're just, like, using that same stupid, like, no mana cost spell on everything. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then you're right, I've had a little beer. I was like, oh, that explains it now. That's why it's taken us, like, 2 hours to get through this really simple encounter. I was like, oh, that explains it all.
Stop for shots. I mean, you don't realize... Like a buddy's walking up behind me, like right now, it's like shot, and it's like, oh god, come on, please stop, beer bong, put in my face. The river was hell. I went to the river again. You can't tell I'm browner than ever, so it was pretty fun. But
working on your Jersey's shore look.
You have no idea. If I had longer hair, I would totally slick it back with about four bottles of gel and probably some cum. I'm sure they use cum. Nothing holds hair like that.
So he'd look like Casey.
Oh, he's not even here to defend himself.
Excellent. But no.
Well, yeah, you know Casey, don't you? Okay.
Yeah. But we worked with him.
Yeah. But the thing, the thing on that, when they nerfed the damage in Inferno, and then, well, I mean, overall, and then they made Inferno easier, which, why add a fourth difficulty if you're going to make it easier? That was supposed to be, like, for the elitist elites. That was supposed to give you some kind of challenge after you beat it.
Well, when you get special armor sets as you go through different acts to help you with resistances,
yeah,
that's kind of defines it, right?
Yeah, and they nerf the drops, too. The eye level's lower on the drops. You get lower level requirements. Like, instead of level 60 with awesome, just ridiculous rares, you'll get, you know, 52 to 58 instead of that. And so when you run into a pack and kill an elite, you know, you might each... get one.
So the idea being that you gear yourself up earlier before you hit Inferno, basically.
Yeah, you're not going to... You'll still find stuff, you just find a lot less. So if you're doing runs, just trying to get stuff, MFing, even with, you know, a few 100%, you're not going to...
So, moving this truck along with Diablo Train, I was going to say, how do you guys feel about the real money auction house? Because that's something that nobody's done before, really. And I mean, I know they did it with eBay, with D2, and my uncle was part of that whole problem. With duping items and selling them on eBay to unsuspecting noobs. But how do you guys feel about that? Because that's like a whole nother reason to play the game now. Is like you had the problem in WoW with gold farmers. And
but you can buy gold.
On the Diablo auction house.
Yeah, you can buy gold. I mean, you know, in one way, I mean, looking at it from Blizzard's point of view, I mean, they're taking a cut of the real money auction house. It's like 15%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, you know, it's like if... In WoW, for example, they try so hard to fight it and keep that kind of stuff from happening. When you could just come in and take a cut of it, people's going to do it anyways. I mean, just
so it's kind of like regulating drugs, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
If you just make pot legal, you can tax it.
Yes, it's kind of the same thing like marijuana thing where they can tax it instead of just letting it go on behind the back, because it's going to go on anyways.
Yep. But so instead of waiting for people with AKs to trade it across borders.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, the whole money thing, I don't know that I'd ever have the time to actually make a living off of it, but...
Well, the limit's what, $250 or...?
I know a guy at work made like $30 one week on just selling items, and he plays just off and on.
They put a limit on how much you can do?
Well, per sale.
Oh, okay, per se.
So you can't sell you can't sell the sword of badassery for $3,000.
So is that just per sell, or is that like per day, per week, or something?
No,
like
it's just
that?
Per sell.
You know, it's cool. That might actually keep item prices down, because why pay $100 for, you know, something decent when you pay $250 for the best thing in the game?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine spending that much on an item, though. Like, I mean, I know there's some... What?
Depends on how hardcore... If you're trying to get through hardcore mode, yeah. Inferno...
Oh, imagine, yeah. If someone has an item, eye level 60, and, well, you know, character level 60...
Well, to counter that real quick, Rex, with hardcore, I don't think you can use the real money auction house on hardcore mode.
Oh, I don't
because
know.
Of permadeath.
No.
So the only reason to use it would be to get through Inferno mode, but I'd rather get through it legit, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, even so, I mean, the people that are putting that up and making the sales is because there's a market for it. I mean, there's people that will pay it. I mean...
Well, I mean, I guess there's that rich dude that's just like... Like, we've grown up in this age where, you know, we played video games when adults didn't play video games, and now that we're adults... Realizing that, like, people in Congress and, you know, people that make a shitload of money play games. So maybe they're appealing to that market that has 10 hours a week to play games, and like, well, I'll just spend $300 and get the best shit in the game, and then that's how I'll play it, you know?
That's still, I kind of feel like that's unfair. Well, not unfair, but it's still a weird feeling.
If that's
well,
the
here's
case.
Here's where it sucks, and so this is why I was bringing it up. So when they introduced PvP, you got the people that are buying... high-level shit, adding into their character, and now they got an advantage because they got cash, and I'm a college student, or I'm a working Joe that makes, you know, 30 to 50 grand a year, and I don't have an extra $200 to spend on in-game items.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that aspect, but they already do stuff kind of like that in free-to-play games, though. Think about it with, like League of Legends. I mean, you can buy character packs, but they're not nearly that expensive. You're talking about $20, and you get, like, 5 characters or something like that, you know? And, I mean, you can buy vanity items for some of the free-to-play games, and nobody really cares about that. Well, but they don't give you unfair advantages.
Yeah, vanity items is...
I don't give a shit about that. But.
Yeah.
But I do kind of miss... you can't really, really tell what somebody's wearing anymore. What? Used to. I mean, as far as on Diablo 3, when you have a... You know, you got equipment on, you can't say, oh, that's Trangle's, you know, Trang's guy.
Oh, yeah,
wearing.
You can see...
That's,
can see
an,
what
that's an, you know...
You can see awkward, what... You know. You can see... visually what they're wearing, but you can't actually see the stats on it.
Well, I mean, old times you'd see a set, and when you had the full set on, you know,
yeah,
like Tal Raj's, you'd turn purple. You had a purple sorceress, and you could only wear her by a sorc, and you could tell, hey, she's got full Tal set, you know, and then an Oculus for your orb, and you can tell that just by looking at them running around the screen, and like, oh, those are some nice, you know, and I'm super nerd, but you know what I mean? I can tell you
right.
Exactly what...
This
I'm like,
is,
oh,
this
that,
is
that,
the right outlet
F,
for
that's
that.
That's an F-Skolder's Ire. You know, is that Zode? You know? What, yeah, that thing, you know? Like, I could tell you that just by looking at it without having to click, oh, investigate, and probe them and see what they're wearing, you know?
Probe
I can
them?
Just see it. Yeah, I might give them a little probe. A little probe. I might give them a little left and right click, you know, use both mouse buttons.
Fair enough. I don't know, any further thoughts on the whole real money auction house?
I guess it's a whole nother, it's more regulating what was going to go on anyways, so, and from Blizzard's point of view, genius, finally somebody did it.
Yeah, they're just making money off something that was going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll do it. Do you got any thoughts on it, Rex?
Do you got any what?
Any extra thoughts?
Like I said, it again just comes back to, I mean, the fairness of, you know, so I'm a guy that can afford to pay... you know, $60 and just play for 2 hours and stomp through someone that dedicates 10 hours a day to the game.
Well, and there are those people. I mean, there are people where they buy, like, Blizzard games are one of those games where you buy that game and that's some people, that's all you play for, like, 6 months or a year or 2 years or 5 years in my case of WoW. So, you know,
Yeah.
Well, also how they don't charge a monthly subscription for it. You
that
know,
part I like.
That's part of the support of it, taking that 15% off the top. That's going to keep them going, where D2 and LOD, and you had Lord Destruction expansion, that was more money they made on Diablo 2, but for the last 10 years, unless you're playing WoW, Blizzard's not dragging any money.
That's true. Well, in the end, I mean, you have to make money to shell out support and pay people to maintain you know, that infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got that many people, I don't know what the total number is, but I know that it, like first week sales was like 6 million or something like
that. That's crazy.
And it's still, people are still buying the game, so I mean, that's a lot of server load.
But for anyone that's angry at that game, there's a game called Death of the Ancients, Dota, D-O-T-A. Yeah. play that if you're angry at Diablo. So it's more like
25. Have you played Dota?
Yeah.
Do you know, have you tried Dota 2?
Mm-hmm.
Dota 2 is free to play right now on Steam. Just launched a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
So you can buy certain items, but they give you free to play options. I can talk more about it, but I don't have anybody to play with, and I want to be one of those. Yeah, Victor.
And Aaron plays too.
Dude needs to add me on Steam. Aaron.
Awesome.
Yep. Come on, dude. So, but yeah, with Dota, it's kind of. I got totally sidetracked.
Sorry. Screwed you.
Yeah, you just, you totally fucked
Sorry,
me up.
Stuck it right in there.
Yeah, you did. Surprised me a little bit.
I like that's part of the that's part of the joy for me. Like
you started tickling around the edges, and I was like, I don't know about this.
That confused Luke, and I'm already halfway in. I'm like, woo!
sneaking in the back door like usual. Now, so anyways, Dota, good game. Dota 2, I haven't played it enough. I know there was a lot of balancing issues when I was beta testing it. And I beta tested it for a long time. They didn't really ask for any feedback, so I was like, well, I don't know. But there was a lot of people bitching the forums about balancing and things like that. And so eventually I got bored with it because nobody else was playing with me. So I imagine now maybe it's a little bit better. Maybe with the summer of game not really happening, we could talk about some more free-to-play PC shit.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, moving on from that, something you will like, Torchlight 2 comes out really soon. I'm super excited about that.
I never actually sat down and played the original Torchlight, just between work and other things. But from talking to guys at work and everything, I mean, I'm just excited to play Torchlight 2.
Well,
from hearing about it,
it's multiplayer now, so now it's basically it's a Diablo clone.
Right.
It's another roguelike. I mean, you got the random dungeons and things like that, but it's
you can be a Jedi.
It reminded me more like Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, it's a little
more
different.
Like Baldur's Gate.
You get pets to, like, so there's an inventory management problem with Diablo where you're always going back to town to sell your shit.
Ugh.
Come back. With Torchlight, you just give it all to your pet and say, go sell it, and your pet goes and sells it. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And you get these little cute little pets. You got a little puppy dog or a little kitty cat, a little backpack on them. It's pretty endearing. I was gonna say.
You just do that to Emilio. Just put a little backpack on him.
Your cat's an asshole.
Not to me, for the most part, unless he's laying on his back. He's like, Mom, come pet me.
You make him a man-hater?
And then he attacks me. Like a twat.
Attacks her like a twat?
He's being a snitch.
No, he is a twat. Like, whenever, like, he'll come up and he'll want me to pet him and everything like that, and then everything will be fine, and then he'll roll over, like, on his side, and then I'll go to continue petting him, and then he's just like, fuck you, and just latches onto me.
He's like, go and get
That's
you.
That's how they show their love.
Go get you.
Such a dick.
This is how I show my love. Nails, you know?
No, he does that by humping my foot.
Oh, nice. That's good.
That's how humping. He shows his love.
With his spiny little cat penis. Like, oh, it's stabbing me. Oh, it's so painful.
Well, no, like, he tries to be so coy about it. Like, he comes up and he starts kneading on my leg, and I'm just like, I'm fucking watching.
It's marking his territory.
I know.
Sink lands
I know. So he starts kneading, and then a little bit later, like, I'll be watching TV, and then I'll just feel, like, this slight humping going on. I'm just like, fuck you, Emilio. Get the fuck off of me.
Played like a true man.
Get him a little pussy-pussy on the side. Get him a little pussy-pussy on the side, and you'll be fine. Give him a little bit of
female. He doesn't do it that often anymore. Thank God.
Yeah, you still haven't lopped his balls off yet, have
Yeah,
you?
We did.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Still a humping cat, huh?
Occasionally. It's only happened, like, 3-4 times since then, but still.
He still has the urge somewhere. Yeah. It's hardwired in.
Deep-seated in the brain. We all do.
More out of vengeance.
So you think that, huh?
You can't stop me. I've still got this thing. You took the wrong piece.
It's like a little pipe cleaner.
So rough. Feel the roughness. Creepy cats.
Excuse me. So moving on a little bit. Rex had talked to me earlier about some of the stuff that he'd played, and Rex is more or less, you're a pure PC gamer, aren't you?
That's all I play. All I play.
Are you been playing some League StarCraft stuff, StarCraft 2?
I'm more so just keeping up with it. I watched most of the Red Bull LAN down in Houston.
Oh, yeah. So,
I got a man crush on Stefano.
So
I got a man crush on Stefano.
So tell us.
You're really into this crush, too.
No, there's. Yeah, he's
getting sweaty. Yeah, no shake. It's all blushing. He's blushing. He's kind of looking. He's looking a little shy.
He buttoned a couple of buttons there. I was getting worried.
Go to the bathroom here in a minute.
So
not so much just about the game, but kind of going back to you guys talking about people saying PC gaming is really becoming a niche. I absolutely disagree. I mean, the Red Bull LAN. I mean, you've got, you know, legitimate sponsors getting behind StarCraft II and these big public events. I mean, they have prize pools up in the 30,000.
So, I mean, isn't there a BarCraft that's supposed to be going on around sometime here in town?
Uh-oh.
I'll let you know if I find out more info.
Oh, my God.
So, explaining BarCraft. So, you got these sports bars, like, you know, Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever. Well, there's a few bars in select towns that basically show StarCraft events at the bar.
I was unaware of one in town.
I heard about an event. An old person we used to game with, Matt. You may or may not remember him. You probably remember his character name, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know most of your guys' real names anyways.
So, but but yeah, he was telling me about it. There was some kind of BarCraft event that might be going on here in town at some point. So, explain a little bit more about StarCraft. Why are you so into StarCraft? I've heard that once you start watching it, you can kind of get the bug, and then, especially if you understand what people are doing. Like, I think the disconnect for a lot of super nerds is we watch some sports. I mean, I watch baseball, and I know what's going on with baseball, but, like, if I watch basketball, I mean, I can't get into it as much because I don't know as much about what's going on. Call me retarded. But I'm not wired to like basketball for whatever reason. I played baseball. I was too short to play basketball. Go fig. I never got into it. But I can see where something like StarCraft, where if you've played it, you can kind of understand what's going on and why this is such an ingenious idea and things like that. Like the strategy behind that could be really interesting. So
that's what I really I enjoy the most about it, because you can watch a lot of shoutcasters, specifically like Husky StarCraft, HD StarCraft, and really what they'll do is that they'll take pre-recorded games from different events, and then they'll actually go through and they give really good just general ideas of why they're doing these things. What you kind of understand is that, you know, like, go back to the perception of gaming and stuff in general, is that the fine-grained motor controls that these, I mean, professional players, I mean, these guys make $200,000 a year doing this, and, I mean, the fine-grained skill and the strategy that actually goes in, the metagame thoughts on whether you're going to do this strategy which leads into this or this strategy that leads into that, is just really kind of what gets to me in that.
Maybe like 160 keystrokes a minute or something like that.
Oh, man. If they're Korean, it's like double that.
Just tiny fingers.
Yeah, I don't play after 11.
They're waking up over
after
there.
After 11, that's when they're getting online and your win percent just drops. You don't even win anymore. You see someone come on that's got a bunch of like bars on there and you just leave the game. So, like 10 minutes in, they're already coming at you with a max army and...
So is it just, so you've kind of gotten into that whole build order thing, and you kind of got your build order set in a certain way, or
well,
is
I mean,
build order always the same in every game for you, or?
For Stefano. For Stefano. That's something that's kind of interesting about Stefano, is he really took, because he plays Zerg, he took Zerg, and he streamlined the piss out of it. When you cast Stefano, you're like, oh, wow, wonder what he's going to do. Because he does the exact same build, and he wins. I mean, wins solid. He was at the Red Bull LAN, and he lost to MC, which is one of the best Protoss out there, and he just barely lost. And again, coming back into that is, I mean, the build orders are part of it, but, I mean, a build order only takes you so far. I mean, like, working up the leagues, if you have a build order, you'll get to a certain point where those start really getting into it.
Yeah.
But once you hit that, because... you primarily work on, like, your macro game, you know, your economy, everything. With a strong macro game, you can get up to gold pretty easy. But it's when you start getting into the micro, the unit control, using Blitzstalkers and...
So, what do you play?
I play Zerg.
Play Zerg? So, what level or what rank are you right now? Are you silver or bronze?
I'm, like, in silver or something like that. I don't play as much as I watch, because I like watching Stefano.
You like watching?
He does.
I don't know.
He's like, you go over there and do your thing. I'm going to walk in this corner over here. Let's dim the lights a little bit.
Lean back.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's in for a treat.
If you hear something, don't pay attention to it.
It's a Zerg. They make noises.
Five game series playlist, go. I'm set.
And he hears like the Zerg cry. It's like, you know.
Or just speak over the one that.
That's the cover up.
Yeah. When you start hearing overlords talk, don't look back.
So really the metagame's where what interests
you. Metagame's where it's at. And you know, metagame is more of a pro thing, just because they play each other all the time, and they know each other. Like playing Hydra and getting them to rage. Oh, Hydra rage is awesome.
So, as far as just getting into the whole metagame with this and things like that.
Yeah.
Fap.
What a
if you can make a fap noise and play the game, you're doing pretty good. So then you go on the pro because you can't do that in your focus. Got to get back to
third hand.
You just lop it up there. Just hit a space.
That's right. It's like one of those birds that just pecks in the water and then goes up, but it's a hand. It's like, fap.
So obviously at this point you're pretty much playing mostly keyboard and some mouse, right?
Yeah, I mean, mouse I use for directions. I'm all keyboard
other
than that.
Do you set up like waypoints for everything and have things patrol, or that's the one thing? The one thing that I always get stuck on is I'm so much of an old school nerd when it comes to not StarCraft Pro, but just I like base building, and I get stuck in that, and that's where I get fucked.
You're a Terran player.
Yeah, I'm a Terran player. So
yeah,
I like building the siege tanks up and having that as
right.
my wall defense with my.
Tell you, long ass games, Terran versus Terran.
So the fast game's still Zerg?
The reaction game is Zerg. Scouting and reaction. I mean, that is what Zerg is you need to get good scouts, figure out what they're doing, and build a counter. Because if you don't, I mean, if you do not have good scouting as Zerg, you'll die. You will
so
die.
Do you get Burrow real early?
Depends. If I'm I only usually get Burrow if I get Burrow early if I'm doing an early Roach build,
right?
Like a mid game Roach push. I know I'm nerding now.
No, you can
right now.
You're talking to the right audience.
If I'm doing like a mid game Roach push, like the Stefano build, but that's what I do. I love doing some dirty Infestor play. Sneak into the Mineral Wine, just like, blah, 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 dead on those SCVs.
So, gotcha. So you're mostly Zerg player all the way this point.
I am a mostly Zerg player.
So they've
got. I will tell you why, but you'd probably guess.
That's all right. So
it's Tefano.
I hear you.
Tefano plays Zerg.
I think we picked that up.
Yes.
So, kind of wrapping this up, what do you have any pro tips for new players or ways for people to get better without?
Watch Day 9.
What's Day 9?
Day 9 is a former pro player who does a cast, like, pretty much daily. He does a Monday through Friday cast, does this as his job, and he's one of the main, like, commentators you'll meet. But Day 9 does how to be a better gamer. And he will sit there and he'll go through builds and say, this is how you do this. One of the hardest things about Zergs is called injects with your queens, just spawning more larvae at all your hatcheries.
Right.
And I forget which episode number it is, but he tells you how to hit them all within, like, 3 seconds. And you can hit 5 or 6 bases all at once, and just keep your injects on time.
Did you write that down? I'll put a link up for it.
Yeah, I got it.
Day 9 TV.
Okay.
Day 9 TV.
It's like day9.tv or something. I'd have to look up the link. He's on YouTube.
Just
YouTube Day 9.
Boom, boom.
He does a Stefano build breakdown. Highly recommend it. You will go to like a 70% win rate on Pro Toss.
How do you spell his name, Stefano?
Stephano.
Oh, don't tell me you don't know how to spell his name.
Oh, no, it's S-T-E.
Is it?
Well, no, I just think of watching him, his build, and
it's like...
I just watch his body, I don't watch his...
When you look at another worldly being, you're kind of blinded by the light, you really can't look directly at it.
Oh.
And then when I wake up from the loss of blood, I'm like, what happened? What happened?
Get a little Randy Marsh reaction going on there.
Oh, goo everywhere. Oh.
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon. Oh. Oh.
Fair enough.
Cream fraiche.
Cream fraiche. So moving along from that, Victor, you've been playing a little bit of Minecraft on iOS, right?
Minecraft on iPhone.
Not even on your own iPhone.
Hey, I have friends. I have friends.
And
mine's old as crap. It won't play it.
When were you playing this, though?
Certain times, hey.
While you were supposed to be doing something else.
Exactly. When I should be doing other things. But hey, I get downtime. So anyways, Anyways.
I look at 9 yet. While
yeah. I'm working. Oh, well, you're pretty impressive on that one. You can just be like, doodly doo.
Yep, I look at cats.
That's kind of lame. I'm just saying.
No, just like, no, like I look at
the awkward stare. I look pictures of my kitty cat all day.
Meow, splat.
No, like just funny, like animal yeah, no, pictures and 9 gag.
Well, I can't has, or but, I can't has cheeseburger or whatever.
I can has cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can guess, cheeseburger? Guest network for
cheeseburger.
That's awesome. But yeah, the they've got Minecraft. I kind of just happened upon it, just playing around in the App Store. Updating some apps, and I was like, what
is it actually
this?
Called Minecraft? Or
it is. It's a.
Is it an official?
It's I've got it. I got the thing saved, or I tried to download it. And it's like, your phone is too crappy for this. I'm like, thank you, Apple. You further demean me. I'm not big enough hipster. I'm sorry. I forgot my PBR and the horn on my bike. I'm sorry. Freaking a-holes. Wasn't wearing enough plaid. Denied. Denied, motherfucker. Really? God. But anyways, yeah, it's cool. The free one, they've got a free one, Minecraft Lite, and you just go on there, you just start typing Minecraft, it'll bring up like 20 different ones, but you'll see the top two are the Lite one, which is free.
Right.
The only difference, they're multiplayer too. It's multiplayer.
How do you host it?
I haven't done that yet. I've only played the free ones.
Okay, that's
but
right.
The free one is by yourself. You build your world. As soon as you quit the game, it deletes. It doesn't save.
So you haven't gotten very far then.
Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's Minecraft.
Yeah. So, what have you been building?
Just random crap. Just learning it. Learning the game.
Right on.
Like, learning it. But it's fun.
You still need to get it for 360.
I know. I'm kind of really, really dreading
that. Or you can join SPC Elitist and play it on PC.
Hey, that's something my PC will play.
I don't know. Java runs a lot of memory. The default on that's like 896 megs of RAM or something like that.
That's it.
For just basic Minecraft. I don't know. It's something like that. It's not super.
I start on XP, though, so I don't use much RAM on my operating, so I'm good.
So, right on. So, I mean, just having a lot of time, a lot of fun with your Minecraft
adventure. Yeah, it's...
Is it amazed, survival? Or,
it's,
or is it just building?
Build, there's there are enemies.
Okay, so it's still survival. Yeah.
It's...
Do you get hungry or no?
I haven't played a lot where I've gotten hungry yet, so...
Okay, so then it's probably the build they're using on Xbox, then. Because the newest
game, exactly like it looks like it. The freaking graphics are good too. I mean, they're for good for old Minecraft.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But on a 3.5-inch screen, I mean, what are you looking at? But
yeah, fucking 16-bit Legos.
I'm just overjoyed that they made it.
Yeah,
you know.
I can't get it on my phone.
You can't.
I'm a little upset. No, it's just on.
Did you just look?
No, it's on Droid.
No, I looked a few days ago.
You have Droid?
Yeah, I do.
I just pulled it up.
Heck yeah. Are you doing the free one real quick?
My phone's dead, so I can't do it right now, but I looked it up about a week or two ago just to see if I could, but for some reason it wasn't working.
I'm going to get it on tablet to rage my boss. Because he hates Minecraft.
Legos for adults. That's all you have to think of. Have you played with Legos as a kid?
Motherfucker. Why did I not... Maybe I did see it, but there was some reason why I didn't get it.
My Google Foo is epic. So.
Fair enough. Well, moving along a little bit. Holly, you've been... We asked you what you thought about Lollipop Chainsaw, and last week you didn't really have a final answer because you hadn't had time. This week you had a little more time to mess with it.
I've had a little bit more time. Like, I only got a little bit further, so I'm... Still not fully. I don't know. It's a hard game to get into.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually at. I guess it's the first boss. I mean, I know there are like mini bosses that you get to, but I'm gonna assume that this is one of the like first bosses, an actual boss.
Yeah. What's
and it's like this zombie punk rock guy who's just like standing on a stage, and you take him down, but then he ends up coming back.
Oh, he's a zombie.
Oh yeah, I know. But it, like, I saw the motherfucker in half, and then he just like puts himself back together, and he's like, "That's not gonna fly. That doesn't work for me."
Yeah.
So well, he comes back, and like all of these speakers fall down, and there are like 15 rows of speakers, and I've got like what's her face has her boyfriend's head, on her little belt thing, so I'm running around trying to kill this guy, and he's just jumping around from speaker to speaker. And the entire time, fucking boyfriend is just yelling, "Hit the speakers, hit the speakers." So I'm running around, hitting fucking speakers, again and again, and I'm going through this for like 15 fucking minutes. He's not losing health or anything like that, and the speakers just keep on fucking coming back. They're just falling down, and I'm just like, oh my god. And every minute I hear, hit the speakers, hit the speakers. Motherfucker, I am hitting the speakers. Do you not see how many speakers there are? Like, you're gonna have to be a little more specific than that. Like, am I supposed to attack the speakers that he's on? Because I'm doing that shit too, and it's still not fucking affecting him. So then I'm going back to the speakers that he's not landing on, and I'm trying to destroy those, and it's just fucking pissing me off.
Fair enough. So, not having fun right now, are we?
No. I got pissed off, and I threw my controller down, and I said, fuck this shit.
Then he had a mimosa.
No, and then I played Minecraft with Moon.
Oh, okay. So, fair enough. So far, not really hitting the fun button yet, is it?
It can be.
Yeah.
Whenever you're not dealing with bullshit.
Did you look it up online just to see how to beat him?
Not yet.
Want to do it on your own?
I was a little too pissed off at the moment. I was just like, I know it's going to be something really fucking simple.
Dark Souls is not the game for you.
Oh no. I know. That's why I haven't even tried it.
So,
That's one of the few games that can make me rage quit over.
Did you play? Have you played it?
Oh yeah.
Well, it's a console game, so you've played one.
I did, only because I was recommended to, and it's coming out on PC.
Yeah, but they're not updating any textures.
And what?
Not updating any textures on it.
So?
It looked good enough. Looks good.
They are coming out with an expansion to it, though.
Yeah, they are. And for that, I'm going to get it. That'll be something that I consume all of August with.
I'm going to get it because I know I can play the PC better than I can play a console.
Well, so speaking of that, kind of going to our PC theme right now. Which I'm going to jump off of in a minute, but with the PC version of that, I think the interesting thing will be multiplayer, because did you play it on PS3 or did you play it on
PS3?
Xbox? And did you try to play it with a friend, or?
I did for a little bit, and then times just didn't match up, and then I kept rage quitting because of people trolling me and killing me.
Fucking
you
trolls.
You can come up with some pretty good tactics trolling back. They might as well come in with a fucking troll face sometimes, because sometimes it's like, you're just fucking me over right now. I just got humanity back. But now with Dark Souls, with online, with PC, I think it'll be interesting because they can't restrict Skype. So
yes.
Xbox, I don't know exactly how it does it on PS3, but on Xbox, I was chatting with a friend, helping him out with how to play the game. We were giving each other tips.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to jump in a party chat, and I jumped in a party chat, and it said, you can't play this game online. It took me into offline mode, so that I couldn't jump in a party and then meet up with him.
Hmm.
So I jumped out of party chat and then jumped back in the game. And some people who played this already know this, but the only way that I could talk to him was through the 15-second voice messages through Xbox chat. And that was the only way I could do it, and they did that on purpose so that you had to play with anonymous players.
I'm just going to tell you, genius idea. It was
a fucking glory hole idea is what this was.
They invented it 100 years ago, called telephone.
Yeah, I know.
But from where you and I live, probably some good walkie-talkies would do.
Fair enough. You get out the little Fisher-Price walkie-talkies.
You see what I'm getting at here? Yeah. Going to Cow Channel. Beep.
Yeah.
There we go. We're on the right one. Freaking big old button. We turn the knob. Cow, chicken, or horse? Which one are we playing today? It would still work.
You'd end up picking up other people that are playing the same.
Other people on Cow Channel? How dare they? That's mine, and they know it.
They knew that.
I'm bovine. Bovinosaurus. Get out of here. That's mine. Go to Channel Chicken. Get out of here.
Fair enough. So, kind of jumping off with Dark Souls. And back into some medieval fantasy gaming, I got into Dawnguard. And before I jump into Dawnguard, I actually... Everybody that's listened to this a lot has known that I had a problem with my account last year. I had to play on a temp account. And I got through the majority of Skyrim, and then I got my account back, and I was like, fuck this, I'm not starting over. And so I put Skyrim away for a very long time. In fact, I put it away all the way until about 2 weeks ago. And I re-rolled a character... I'm going to the theme of Deathclaw characters. So this guy was Murderface, the two-handed warrior. And Murderface is a Breton, because Bretons can absorb magic. And I know that some of the other ones, like Redguard, has Adrenaline Rush, which restores stamina. That's cool, but I wanted to resist magic, because the mages always kick my ass as a warrior. And so that's why I rolled him. But anyways, long story short, I got 57 hours into the game and beat the dragons part of it. Got through the main story. Thought that was pretty neat. I was pretty happy with the way that ended and opened up the rest of the game. It's like, okay, well, we're done with this now. Go on and be an amazing warrior and you're awesome and use your stuff, you know. With great power comes with great responsibility, and that's basically what they told you, so do whatever you want. And at that point, I was like, well, I'm kind of playing neutral character if you want to go D&D rules. It's like, I've been a good guy for long enough, I think I can be an asshole. And so Dawnguard came out, and to start that off, I'm not going to spoil anything, aside from just talking about some of the abilities, but you basically just go running around, and I was just running around and rifting, and a guard comes up, and he's like, hey, have you heard about those vampire hunters? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and then he starts talking about the Dawnguard, and eventually, you know, and the quest pops up, you know, go to Dawnguard. So it's just southeast of Riften, not that far. Mm-hmm. And once you jump into it, there's this big-ass castle, and they're rebuilding their vampire hunter army. And I know there's a lot of features. I heard me and Trent were talking earlier, and he was talking about some achievements for werewolf stuff. I haven't gotten to be a werewolf. I don't know how the fuck that works. I know that you can get, like, some... Well, let me back up.
You have to go through the companions quest.
Yeah. Well, no, there's that werewolf, but there's some additional stuff with Dawnguard.
Oh, okay. The minions.
So there's something different with that, because apparently there's some extra stuff for it. But anyways, moving along from that, you get into this area where Dawnguard is with the castle, and is like, we got to rebuild our, you know, our vampire hunter order, blah, blah, blah. And here's a crossbow, and you can use that, and that's pretty neat. And go off into the world and find out what's going on with this stuff. And I did, and I took him at his word and decided I wanted to be a vampire hunter for a little bit. And then I found out at a certain point I could become a vampire, and I was like, well, this might be cooler for right now. I know I'm a two-handed warrior, but I've seen some footage of this online, and this looks kind of neat because he doesn't sparkle. And
don't like the glitter?
Yeah, no glitter. And I was given the choice to become a vampire or to become a Dawnguard. I was like, fuck it, I'm going vampire. I want to see what this is all about. And then I wake up and I have wings and I look ugly as shit and tough as hell. It looks like a fucking gargoyle is what he looks like. And you have a need to feed. It's not like the old games where you basically just die in sunlight, but you have reduced stamina. Stamina gains are way slower in sunlight. You're way less resistant to fire during daytime than you are at nighttime. But you still have a 30% reduced resistance to fire as a vampire, which is pretty obnoxious. But you can change back and forth anytime you want. And there's two modes. So it's kind of like it goes like shooter on you. Like you change and it's like, all right, get your vampire in hover mode. And when you're in hover mode, you got magic attacks, which are spells that you get from earning, from doing different attacks. Or you got your right hand, which is your drain health spell, basically. So you shoot this big glowing red ball at something and then it knocks down a certain amount of health, gives you health back. And that's the way to play. So you use the left hand, you start shooting spells, then with the right hand, you start doing that. And when you run out of magic, you just drop back down to the ground, get out of hover mode, and you just start, like, fucking slapping dudes. Like, you just left hook, right hook, just, like, going at it with your fucking claws, just taking guys down. And it's not quite as powerful, but it's really neat, because once they get to about an eighth health, like, he spins them around and, like, cracks his neck open and, like, bites into his neck, and then he dies. And then you get extra magic points for that. But you don't get, there's not, the level cap hasn't changed. It's just when you use these abilities, they apply towards that skill tree. So you got a skill tree for the vampire stuff that's like 20 levels deep. Like, there's a lot of extra shit you can do with that. And I've only unlocked like one power, so. I only played for a couple hours. I kind of wanted to, I mean, I got it yesterday. I felt like shit, literally. I sat on the toilet all day. It sucked. I played for a couple hours after I started feeling better. But so far, that seems like a cool idea. And it might be neat to be a vampire hunter, but vampire hunters don't change into crazy gargoyle misshapen things, and they don't fly when you run. And
they get their own skill tree that you can add, like, basically 20 levels deep. You think it's the same?
I don't know, but I do know this. There's some extra features, so I got an extra companion when I became a vampire. I also had the choice of having a hellhound follow me. So there's hellhounds, which are these really crazy-looking dogs with skulls in their faces. That are fairly powerful. But the one of the things that struck me about Dawnguard is you walked into the castle, and or the Dawnguard, and they had these like huskies with like leather armor on. And it looks kind of cute, but kind of hilarious and kind of awesome all at the same time. Because you think to yourself, if I had a husky, I would do that too. So awesome. It's I'm pretty sure you can do that. And I also saw some stuff on how you could turn a... Like, they have battle trolls. The battle trolls are armored trolls. They're a fucking bitch to kill as a vampire, so you can take a beating, but you can grab one of those to companion if you are a Dawn Guard, which that might be, you know, a little trade-off for not being a vampire.
Well, I'm probably going to pick it up this weekend, and I'm going to be doing Dawn Guard.
I don't know if it's on PC yet.
I'll do it on 360.
No, it's a 360 exclusive. Dawn Guard doesn't come out for PC for like a month or two.
Don't worry. I'll do it.
That's the one
console people.
That's the one advantage of having it on console. And I know there's a lot of nerd rage out there going on, which is legitimate, where Microsoft probably spent, you know, probably $50 million to get exclusive rights to this so people buy it on their system. And smart marketing move by them, but...
Microsoft's also computers, though, so, I mean, if they've written it for Xbox, it's already viable on PC. They could just flip the Switch.
Well, you can also take your game saves right now on Xbox and move into PC if you do a couple of things in the... Can't remember what code or what part of the code it is, but I know there's a way where you can take it, put it on a thumb drive, put your save on a thumb drive, grab it, and then move that character over to PC.
Right.
But I don't know if you could do that if you had the Dawn Guard stuff downloaded.
Probably not.
So, I don't know. Maybe if you just don't activate the Dawn Guard quests.
That would be cool. If you could, like, somewhere glitch it where it works on PC, like you pulled it from Xbox.
Well, I think you'd have to have the...
Well, you wouldn't have the content, though.
I don't know how that... So, we're thinking now.
How you'd have to have the content because you got to be able to play it offline. You know what I mean? It wouldn't have to download it as you played it. It would be... You'd have already downloaded the whole...
Well, that depends on if they've released all the content for the PC, though. Because, I mean, if you take a save game from an expansion, you pull it back to a non-expansion, it's not going to have the content.
Yeah.
Or missing textures and all sorts of shit.
Right, so they're not going to have the vampire, crazy gargoyle thing in there, and...
Well, I've noticed a couple of bugs, too. I mean, I was playing with Trent, I was watching him play. He entered into the main area, and, like, he went into the floor and into some kind of hole in the textures and had to, like, find his way out.
Glitched out, just keep jumping and hopping, and, oh, come on, please.
Well, and Xbox has a problem right now, still. I know they said they fixed it, but I guess because of the way that Unreal streams textures... it has a tendency to stay in low-res mode when you have it downloaded to the hard drive. So it sits in a lower resolution on your textures most of the time until it starts to pop in if you have it on your hard drive. So I deleted all the stuff off my hard drive except for my saves and my DLC and patches and ran it that way. And it took a little bit longer, but the textures look a little bit better. But there were certain areas where I went onto this walkway in, like, is it Rivenwood, the first town that you get to?
Oh, yeah.
There's that walkway right by the Smith. And I walked up the stairs, and I just fell down into the walkway. I was walking on the ground, which was kind of weird.
When you cross the creek, where they cut the wood, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so at that point, I fell through the wood, which was really weird. But I reloaded that area again, and it was fine. But I don't know if that had something to do with Dawn Guard, because my shield still doesn't show up on my warrior when I'm not in vampire form.
Hmm.
But,
just power block.
Well, I mean, yeah, just armbar and everything, but...
It's an invisible shield. It's better.
Yeah.
Screw those. You can see that shield. I can see you through it. It's like having a window in it, except the entire thing is clear.
I don't have all the really cool stuff yet. The one other thing that I wanted to mention is everybody knew they had dragon bone armor and stuff like that. I never quite got up to that level because I was always playing a mage or an assassin. And this guy, I'm leveling smithing like a motherfucker. And so, like, right now I'm at, like, 80 smithing.
Yeah.
Not quite up to dragon bone, but I'm getting close. And there's dragonbone weapons now, which they didn't have before. And you can make your arrows. So if you got the material, you can make all your arrows now.
Yep.
So no more using fucking ancient Norwegian, whatever the fuck they were. Ancient Nord arrow, because you have like 6,000 of them from all the dungeons.
And they're crap. They're better damage than some crapo arrows.
And yeah, but like when you're running low on other arrows, and you just pull out the big payload of arrows that you have left over.
Your 10,000, you got your pack mule.
Yeah, they don't weigh anything anyway.
They used to. I used to have so many back on Morrowind, and I'm like, I got freaking 500 arrows, and I've got like 50 pounds of this crap, and I'm stuck in the bottom of a well drowning. Potion of Feather. Oh, come on, please, let me get out of here. Jesus, I'm drowning. So, I mean, back in the old well days.
Yeah.
Old Timmy at the bottom. Found me some good loot, though.
Well, you are a fucking pack rat.
To take back to Drainy Thalys' house, my first murder. It was so sweet.
So, when you...
Someone out there knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
But when you kill a rat, you look like a rat too, old lady. Dispose of corpse, yes.
So, speaking of stuff like that, are you the kind of guy that, like, gets every single thing that's not nailed down in the dungeon and carries it out somehow?
Got a clean house, man. You got a clean house.
If I didn't put it in, are you picking up, like, wooden spoons and bowls and things like that?
Well, I don't need the 1 and 2 gold things. I'm down. I'll get so loaded down and I can carry, like, 600 pounds of crap. I mean, I'm like,
did you go with the thief skill or the pickpocket skill so you could get the 200 pounds?
Yeah, I cranked it up and I'm like, burr, 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 burr. I don't like pickpocketing, but I had to like rob a bunch of people so that I could add this stupid skill. I'm like, oh, now I can carry 100 pounds more because I'm a professional thief. That makes no sense, but I'm doing it. So bam, now I can carry more loot. Didn't have to waste a lot of points. So
what?
I'll max it out and then I'll calculate price per pound. Like, how many hundreds is this worth per pound? And I've got it going up here. I'm like, wait a minute, I've got something that's only worth 50 gold per pound out on the ground. Get it here. There we go, done. So I'm running through
working on the Victor market there?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's like, no, I don't want to run back, but I'll come and get this pile later, so I got this many thousands here.
So what do you do anytime you kill a dragon? Do you take the dragon bones immediately?
Oh, I steal everything. I take it all and stick it on my mule. I mean my helper, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You still using Lydia?
Oh yeah.
Have you tried any of the other guys? Because for a long time, I didn't want Lydia to die because I lost her for a little while. I did one of the final dragon fights and fucking killed her, and I got pissed. And so I had to reload that save, so I was like, you go back home.
Yeah.
And the final dragon fight before you go to the big long-ass Draugr quest.
Get Mercurio or whatever?
No, I used the archer from fucking Riverwood.
Oh, yeah, your first guy, the guy that says if you help him anyways, he will help you.
And
which, screw the other.
He can actually carry quite a bit. I found out he can carry more than Lydia, and so that was...
Really?
He was carrying like 400 pounds for me.
I think I've got her in...
Poor the largest.
I've got her, full Daedric armor just because it looks cool, and she looks like an evil demon walking up in full Daedric with her huge, you know, Daedric sword. She's pissed. She's pissed, and she's got a better bow than I do, because she's got...
She's the more useful when it comes to taking down stuff, because half the time, she kills, like, 3/4 of everything while I'm still working on, like, 2 dudes.
Yeah. I'll keep them off her butt and try not to kill her myself. No, she's used to taking down 2 dudes, though. It's fine.
That's all I mean.
I didn't have to say it.
God gave him 2 hands. He used them both well.
Fair enough. Well, there's not a lot of games out right now, and I know that. So one of the things that I thought I'd bring up is there are a couple of things that came out this week that we didn't get a chance to get around to, mostly because Dawnguard came out, and I knew a lot of people wanted to talk about that. I was super excited. I spent my last 20 extra dollars to buy that, just so I could play it. But there are a couple of really good cheat games that came out. One of those is Walking Dead. Second chapter came out today.
Mark that off my news.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You just mentioned it.
No.
Okay.
I don't have money right now.
I don't either. And then also, if you guys remember the Penny Arcade games, there was On the Rainswick Precipice of Darkness, blah, 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 blah. They were really good. Basically Final Fantasy clones. Well, they took it back a step and they went with 16-bit, like, basic Final Fantasy IV clone for the new one. And that came out yesterday for $5 on PC or 360 right now.
That's nice.
So, something I'll probably be investing a little bit of money on Friday. But other than that, one of the things I was going to talk about, how many people here have gotten through Mass Effect 3? You haven't yet, Vic?
Mm-mm.
Holly, I know you haven't. Did
as
you ever play
it? As sinful as it is, I've never played Mass Effect.
What the...
So...
You've been playing... Did you just...
I'm right at the very end of 2, and I'm kind of just like hesitant to beat it because I don't want it to be over. She and I have spent so long together. I just like looking at my she shepherd I made. She's good all.
Shepherd?
Yeah. My shepherd.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the end of the game. And the controversy was based upon I spent so many hours and so many years building up this character, making these decisions, and it comes down to 3 shitty choices. And understandably so, I can understand why people are pissed. However, to bring up some other parallels, you spent several years watching the original Star Wars trilogy to have it end with the Empire being defeated by Ewoks, basically. How many people were pissed about that way back in the day? I mean, just think about it. I mean, it's the fucking most ridiculous ending they could have done to the whole movie, and yet that's part of how they ended it, was fucking Ewoks. Nobody gave a shit about Ewoks. They might have been
fucking
cute.
Ewoks.
Exactly. You don't give a shit. It'd have been like the Empire falling to the land of whatever, the Gorgonites or whatever they were.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binkanites. It had been...
Wow. The Gun Guns.
Gun Guns.
Gun Guns.
Yeah, that's right.
Misa thinks Jar Jar sucks the balls. I hate him so bad.
Yeah, so do I.
So, think about stuff like that. There's been a lot of movies out there that have ended shitty on a trilogy. And, I mean, you got Batman coming out.
That's not going to be shitty.
I hope not.
It better not.
Bang.
No, there you have enough Bang. Batman freaks to dress up like Batman. They would come after the creators and take
well,
them down.
Well, think about that. There's the first time in gaming history has the fans gotten so pissed that they changed the ending of a game with a patch. And for something that's such a large patch, it does so little. And so that's one of the things. I haven't actually beaten it. So what I did is, yeah, call me you know, not a purist or whatever. But I only have so much time in a day. I don't have enough time to spend an extra 4 hours going through that last sequence to find what the extra stuff was. So I YouTubed them all, because they're already out there, and you can find them. There's about... I'm not going to go through the details of the endings, but they've added a couple of extra endings, basically. No, they've added one extra ending. And then on top of that, they've expanded on the endings that were there before. So essentially what it did is it showed you the aftermath... showed you a quick scene as to what happened to your dude, and then it rolled credits, and then it brought you several thousand years in the future to kind of revisit the aftermath. People were pissed about that. Like, I put all this time in the game, and then you narrowed down to just a few choices. Well, it still does that. You still waited 3 months for them to do that again. It's just they took it and they added a slideshow at the end of it to basically kind of go on a play-by-play on what the characters were doing now. And so that's your 1.85 gigabyte extended cut DLC, which was free, but in a way it almost feels like Casey from BioWare kind of gave his fans a fuck you, and that kind of pisses me off. But on the flip side, I think it's fucking disrespectful as shit for people to say, well, your ending sucked, make another one.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's like, bullshit.
Well, maybe he just, I mean, he didn't want to change what they had done because they, you know, they perfected it, whatever, but he wanted to get people closure.
He's telling a story. It's his story to tell.
That's what I'm saying. There's a little bit of artistic freedom in it. You can like it or not, but that's just how it ends. I mean, that's just how it's going to be. And really, for people to get that upset about the last 20 minutes is kind of fucking bullshit. The journey there is amazing. The journey there is one of the best you'll get in gaming history, really. Is it tells a story in a game better than most games ever have, and better than most movies have. And in my opinion, one of the best sci-fi stories that I've experienced in a long time. So, if you're going to judge it on the ending, on the last 20 minutes of the game, then fuck you. Seriously, fuck you. It's
make your own game. Do better.
Yeah.
Do better. Think of all the sci-fi trilogies that have sucked.
Yeah.
That didn't have enough closure at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of things out there that you've enjoyed that at the end of it all, you were just like, God damn it. But it just didn't end the way you wanted it. And altruistically, the only thing they could have done to satisfy everybody is to make a specific ending that worked for everybody's choices. And you look at that choice list broken down into a tree of, you know, different things that you can do. There's a shitload of variables out there, and I don't think that it's... The manpower is there, but the cost and resources to do that weren't. And they had a deadline that they pushed back to release this game, and they still released it. You still have the multiplayer, which is still pretty damn decent. You know, I don't know. I'm a little fed up with it. I'm kind of fed up with nerds right now. I'm a nerd, but sometimes I think you expect more than is plausible.
Well, I related all the way they were talking about it. I've read so many 12, 13 book series in my life. Just spent, each one's 1,000 pages, and I'm a huge book nerd.
Yeah.
And I get to the last quarter of, after 13 books, I'm like, what the hell is going on? This
Wheel
is bullshit.
Time. Like Wheel of Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Gone forever.
It's like, come on, Terry Goodkind, really. I mean, not Wheel of Time. I was thinking Sword of Truth.
Yeah.
Robert Jordan and Brandon Sanderson or whatever, whoever's doing it now.
No, I thought Robert Jordan was Wheel of Time.
He is, but he died. So now it's Brandon Sanderson.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, he was the one that finished last
year. Yeah, that one's good. It's not finished yet, but it's there. And,
That series has gone in some weird directions. That's been out forever, what, like 20 years now?
Yeah, but it's freaking awesome. I love it. This is still my favorite.
My grandma reads those books.
Your grandma's hardcore.
My grandma also used to watch Battlestar Galactica with me.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, for, you know, the other one, Sword of Truth, like, it was really good, but the main character had super abilities, like, nobody had been born within thousands of years, and he never uses them, even to the last book.
I know.
Never uses them.
Dude, save yourself.
Yeah, do something. Do something. No more magic. Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah,
no magic for the world. Nah, that's it. Okay, really, Harry Potter, come on. Do something. Wave your wand. Freaking idiot. So, that was kind of pissing me off. But I'm like, it's a book. You know, he wrote it. It's his story. That's how I wanted it to go done. I'm not going to say, you need to rewrite these last 100 pages. Blah, 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 blah.
You need to rewrite that last chapter because I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking pretentious and it sucks.
But you remember the first book and you're like, oh, this is so good.
Well, I know. It's yeah. I hadn't read anything like that.
Carbon statue like, and like just...
Well, it was like Lord of the Rings kind of opened me to the fantasy world. I'm just yeah. When I was a kid, my dad read The Hobbit to me, and that was the first adult book that I read. And then, yeah, Trent's there.
That's cute. Aww. Fat, fat, fat. What's going
and
on
so,
there?
Fat, fat, fat.
Trent's working all right.
But
hard at it.
But growing up, I mean, that's what he read to me as a kid, is The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and then I read them on my own afterwards. And that was my introduction to fantasy. And Tolkien's a great writer, but Tolkien's also super wordy.
Oh,
and
God.
Some of these other guys are, but he established something in fiction that had never been done before, and then so you got books after this that have come out, movies that have come out in that fantasy type of genre that he basically established that have been, you know, pivotal to my free time experience.
Yeah.
You know, all grown up. Anyways, I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm going to break off into a little bit of news. So, calling the ball on myself. Holly,
awesome.
I already said you're Walking Dead.
Yeah, you did. With that.
You had a lot of stuff on paper there, so I figured you had something else.
Oh, it's not really a lot. I just have 4 now. Did have 5. Thanks, asshole.
Oops.
So, yeah, Walking Dead episode 2. Now, Dexter will be ending after season 8.
What season is it on now?
Is it 6?
I think it's...
Or is it 7?
Yeah.
I'm 3 seasons behind then.
I haven't been it in a while.
I haven't seen any since...
Maybe 6.
After his wife.
Yeah, I was
there. I don't
know
if I would be spoiling anything.
So after his wife, we can say that.
After his wife.
And people who have...
And I saw the first episode on the season right after that, and that's all I've seen.
That's almost where I left off.
Yeah, so I need to get back into it.
So, okay, so Dexter's ending.
Yep. Season 8's the last one.
That's a lot of seasons. I mean, I didn't realize it had been going on that long.
Yeah, me neither.
But so that's about as long as House went on. It's over now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of weird ending on that one, too.
People not happy with the ending on House?
Oh, I didn't have a problem with it. It was just, I kind of expected
it. Yeah.
They just mirrored Sherlock Holmes.
Fair enough.
They did.
It was a little... It was weird.
Gotcha.
Check it out.
Yeah. Sunset, you know.
Sunset. I liked it. It was a good, peaceful ending.
Nothing crazy, yeah.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I loved the series. It was really good, but meh.
Yeah, I loved it too.
So, I'm going to kind of go round robin here. Vic, do you got any news? I just put you on the spot.
Nothing I can think of off the top of my ass, so... Maybe I'll think
of...
Yep. Because I sometimes don't stand on my feet.
Well, Rex is pulling up his news. I'm going to say a couple things.
I'm laying my ass.
So, as you know, at some point we talked a lot about Kaz Hirai, who's the Sony CEO for the PlayStation side of things. He stepped down from executive director at Sony Core, whatever the hell it's called, SCE. Anyways, he's still part-time, and he's going to be focusing more on Sony Core as a whole, not necessarily PlayStation. Kind of a big deal, because, I mean, you had the other CEO that stepped down last year, and then, of course, you had all the anonymous bullshit and all that stuff that we talked to death about on this show. But it was kind of a big deal. Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, so that kind of happened, and yeah, we'll see what else happens with Sony. I know with, like, Vita not really hitting sales marks and things like that, I mean, it's kind of... People are worried about the future of, you know, PlayStation and things like that. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think that there's enough people that play PS3 that it's still going to be going strong. I just don't know if the handheld market's where it's at. I know that I read some articles on a network while I was doing other things. And one of the articles that I was reading was, is the handheld market still there? You still have Sony pushing their Vita, and you still have the DS that came out, you know, years ago, and the 3DS that didn't hit really high sales numbers. You think about the people that are buying this. Obviously, people buy 3DS for their kids, but there's still adults that play that shit. And you think about what you can do on your phone these days. with a lot of the mobile gaming. I still don't agree with the whole touchpad idea. I still think that that still cripples you a little bit with gaming when it comes to playing stuff that's more on the hardcore side of things. But I think that you have, like, you know, OnLive that you can do now with your tablet.
Yes.
And you can plug in a controller to that. I think that's enough to keep it to where you're on a business trip, you're off and, you know, doing whatever, and you don't want to bring a laptop, you just want to bring your iPad with you. I still think that's a fucking viable way to game. And you don't have to have an extra handheld that doesn't do anything other than play games. You can have something that you can do some work on, or you can check your email or whatever. And the only thing it's really missing from it is you can't run a lot of hardcore applications. You can't run, I mean, you can't run Access or anything like that. Like, that was the only reason that I bring my laptop when I do a trip, is just because
Microsoft Surface
is coming out soon.
Just saying.
I know, and they're pushing that, and that's something that's...
Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts, Rex?
On tablets?
Yeah.
You know...
Trent's in the background.
Apple's got this whole fanboy thing going where they're talking about how, you know, it was revolutionary that they came out with this tablet. Tablets have been around since freaking Star Trek.
Yeah, well...
Captain Picard jamming out on his little data pad.
Well, you think about it, they had the Windows tablet for...
Windows XP tablet edition, yep. Which was terrible,
yeah.
Granted. Apple's got a really great niche market with home users, and that's what iPads should be used for. Is a home consumption device.
I think my problem with it is it's more of a expanded toy, and that's the only reason I don't have an iPad.
You know, an iPhone.
It's a big iPhone.
If you stretched your iPhone about 6 inches, you'd have the same thing.
Yeah, that's exactly. I've played on having an iPhone, and I still love Droids, but I mean, I have an iPhone, and I played on iPads exactly the same, except
screen size.
Yeah, it's just big.
And so when you have stuff like that, like, and I can't pull up Excel or something like that, I can't do basic trending.
Actually, they will have Office coming out for iOS, I think, this fall. They will have Microsoft Office. I'm going to have a Surface, but...
So your thoughts is you're pro-Surface right now, right?
I am very pro-Surface, if not for the fact that our company is looking to moving to tablets because most of our people are too dumb to deserve anything else and break my laptops. So,
what's your job again?
I'm a sysadmin for Company X, is what we'll call them.
Yeah, you don't have to say your company.
So,
I don't say my company.
We're all anonymously working on really cool projects.
Well,
we are anonymous companies.
We have about 60 people that's going to go to nothing but tablets, and we're having to go through all this bullcrap development for iPads because that's what they want. And then the Surface comes out.
So what's the Surface running price rise right now?
It's going to come in at $600 for the starter edition, and which will be an ARM processor, and $800 for the Windows 8 Pro edition, which will be an x86 Integra's the $600 one. The other one will be like a dual core or something. It'll be x86 basically.
How does that compare to the iPad as far as power?
I don't know full specs on it because they're still in design stages for the hardware. I would expect it to be much more powerful, though, just coming in as late game as they are. There'd be no reason not to crank that up.
Fair enough.
They might have a battery consumption loss, but I really think that what's going to happen is Microsoft's going to do the same thing they did to Novell, which, going back nerd tech... Novell actually had directory services before, so like when you sign into your computer at work and you've got your username and password,
that came
from Novell, and Microsoft bought it, ran with it, and then integrated it into everything, and that's why they ran Novell out of the marketplace, basically.
Well, back when I worked at AOL like 12 years ago, we used Novell.
Yeah, Console One and all that crap. We still have it. Ugh. Not going to talk about that, but... what'll happen is they're going to take this and they're going to integrate it so well into the rest of their product that, assuming they go through with it, if they integrate it so well to where just everything functions with it, I mean, all their regular services, I mean, they will run... First, they'll run Apple out of the corporate market. I can already tell you that from working in IT. Because we will run to Surface because of what we can actually do with it. And then they'll just start moving back into the home users. I mean, just like they did. They will cut Apple out of the market.
Well, I don't have a huge problem with Apple's power when it comes to a lot of their like pro user stuff. When it comes to like rendering and things like that, or doing audio recording and things like that, there's some good things that Apple has done, but there's also a price point that I can't necessarily hit most of the time. And the whole proprietary thing that I'm not so fond of. And I know there are some people, I know that Scott, longtime host on this show, built a Hackintosh that he dual booted, but also had all sorts of issues sometimes with that, where he was reinstalling BIOS and all sorts of things. And as smart as he is, he really had to play a game with it to make sure that thing was working right.
Yep.
And it really was more time consuming than your average user would ever want to do. So, but moving that aside, the reason I brought up that was because there's a new device that's coming out in about 2 weeks, and it's the new Google tablet. New Google tablet is going to be called the Nexus 7. And what's cool about Nexus 7? It's fucking $199.
Yep, it's a 7.1-inch tablet. They had the keynote for it yesterday.
Yep.
It's a 7.1-inch. It's going to be running Google or Android Jelly Bean 4.1.
Yep.
Will be primarily kind of like the Kindle is what they're kind of shooting for. A really
Kindle with a camera.
Yeah, a really media upfront device. What will be interesting is because Google and Microsoft's kind of doing the same thing as what Apple's doing, is that they're actually taking, they're helping to develop the hardware. Now, technically, Asus is the one that's putting out
The XL7.
Yeah, they're the ones that's actually producing it, and they made the Transformer.
Yeah,
that's what I have. Oh. But Asus is a solid hardware vendor. I mean, if they integrate real well, I don't know if necessarily they'll really be a major market, you know, a major tablet killer.
I don't know. When you think about what most people use an iPad for, $199 versus
porn?
It's an easy sell. I mean, well, aside from just porn, but
get you a cheap case, pop it up on the
big screen game. Big screen gamer phone. That's all it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about my own personal use. Like, the next time that I have to go up to corporate or something like that, I might rather bring a 7-inch tablet than my big fucking gaming PC or gaming laptop that's 17-inch screen.
When you don't need that power, when you're not wanting to go too crazy.
Yeah, and I might sit there and plug in on live and play fucking Batman while I'm up in the fucking hotel room. So, you know, just things like that, you know. I mean, that's, to me, innovation on a different level. When it comes down to that user price point, $199 is really awesome. Now, the Windows tablet you're talking about might be way better for me at work, so I don't know what my financial situation is at that point.
Surface will come in as it's going to target corporate. Regardless of what they say, that is a corporate-targeted device.
Well, and think about the gaming potential. I mean, it just...
It's Windows.
It'd be easy for it to integrate into modern games.
Yep, Surface will be coming out this fall, probably about the same time as Windows 8 goes release.
Like October or something?
Yeah.
I know they've been just doing it's not the beta, but it's the preview.
They do have the consumer preview that you can download and install if you would like.
Yeah, I heard of that came out last month, didn't it?
Yep.
So, Windows 8, how do you feel about Windows 8? Because on the user side of it, with the whole like tablet layout and stuff like that, I'm not so sharp on it.
Well, I mean, it's just change. Talking about that, here's what Microsoft's end goal is. This is what their end goal is, and you can see it with the Asus Transformer, or not Transformer, the Asus Transform phone, or I forget the exact name. You have a phone, okay? So, like, I have my Droid phone, and it docks into a tablet. The tablet docks into a keyboard, which comes up on your two main screens. And so, all of a sudden, your device is your phone.
Yeah,
that you can plug into a tablet if you need the bigger screen, and if you need to do corporate work, you plug it into a dual screen. That is where it's heading, is to where, as opposed to, you know, like a laptop. I mean, I got to carry my laptop in a bag.
Yeah.
Or can I just carry a tablet with my phone docked into it, charging off of it, and then work from that? That is what it's heading towards.
You think it would be even smarter, even further from that, just so you can make things small? To take that and then cloud compute it just so you don't have to worry about processor limitations. That's where I see it in the next generation of things going, is just being able to cloud compute a lot of this
stuff.
Which
is interesting because technology's actually gone back and forth, because that cloud computing was technically how it was done with mainframes.
Right.
And then we went to more fat clients where we wanted all the processing horsepower, you know, sitting at our desk. And now we're kind of shifting back the other way.
Well, it's because we don't have to deal with as much latency now. You got a bigger throughput now when it comes to your bandwidth and things like that. You think about how fast your internet is now versus even 5 years ago.
Connected to the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is faster than a hardline, you know, used to.
Well, it's a lot faster. Like you got, I got an N plus router over there, and I mean the N plus will do. It's like 750 megs a second on a high throughput or something like that.
Yeah, it just depends on.
And then you got, but you still have gigabit lines now, still. So I mean that automatically makes it faster. But
Fios
wireless has come a long way. It's no longer a super shitty connection. I mean you can online game now with wireless. Where beforehand in our LAN days, we were taking like what three switches and tying them all together, and we'd hook together like 12 computers and all play fucking Half-Life 2 and throw
Source.
Yeah, or CS Source.
CS Source.
Yeah, and throw fucking toilets at each other. But so moving along, I kind of gave you a little time there. Did you pull up some news?
Oh, so staying on the Google trend, because I was actually going to talk about their tablet too. Google has something called Project Glass, which is a augmented reality glass set of glasses. And so,
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah. So, if you guys have you guys ever played Deus Ex
in Revolution?
All right. So you know how essentially he has the HUD sort of as he's walking. It's somewhat like that. Now, this is kind of the introductory stages to it. I mean, they're just now kind of developing it. But it's a little piece that attaches to the side of your glasses, makes you look like a nerd, whatever.
Yeah.
So you're walking, and it can, right now, in its preliminary stages, I believe it can record video, it can take pictures, and I think they've done some trials with, like, doing overlays. So, like, being able to walk up, you know, you're walking down the street, and you pull up one of, I forget, some of the social media apps where you can, like, see reviews of a restaurant. Because you look at it, it recognizes it, pulls it up.
Yep. So you pull that up on one lens or something like that? Or?
Yeah, right now the basic one attaches to your right side, kind of comes out a little bit. You can pull a picture.
You're basically a Borg.
Yes.
You're just a Borg. You're the cutest, and your little red beam is scanning and scanning. Oh, that Italian place sucks. Oh, my friend got diarrhea at that Starbucks. Let's go eat Mexican. They had a thing recently with cameras. They had the smartphone app. I think that's kind of what spawned
it. Google's. It's a Google app, and they're actually, that's kind of what it's building from. Their entry price point's going to be $1,500 on the initial. I mean,
I'd pay $1,500 to be a Borg. So, I'm attracted, but still, Borg me up.
I would pay
assimilate.
I would pay $1,500 for the Deus Ex sunglasses. Have them inside my head.
Dude, HUD on your glasses, right? I mean, at least hipsters would have a reason to wear those stupid glasses around. You know, I have to wear these. I'm visually impaired, you stinking hipsters. You know, I don't care how cool your black frames are. I have to wear these. Now you can wear it because you're scanning stuff and being a Borg.
Think of the dating world. And they're like, do you remember what I was wearing? Click, 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 click. Yes.
What did we have for our first date? You had spaghetti and I had, it looks like chicken parmesan, but I can't tell. My hands are in the way. She's like, what are you talking about? Nothing. But then you could also be like, you take a picture of her, search, you know, they've got facial recognition. You're like, ooh, she's been in the health clinic. She probably...
So that kind of brings... that brings it
creeping, in. Creeping, ultimate creeping.
Like, are you guys seeing the trailer for Watch Dogs? We talked about this on the E3 episode. Oh, yeah. It's going to get into that territory where you're looking at people and you're looking... So somebody has hacked into whatever the network is storing all this data. And so you look at somebody and you see their driver's license number, or you can see, like, what their credit history is or whatever. You just look at them and it does the facial recognition and all that shit from their Facebook picture they just updated.
Yeah, you could check their Facebook. See, instead of asking if a girl, hitting on her and asking if she's single, you've already checked her Facebook. You're sitting there watching her at the bar.
It pulls up her name on
do
Facebook.
Do I want to buy her a drink? Am I going to burn a drink on a chick that's got a boyfriend, but she'll take that free drink? And then, hey, what are you doing? Like, oh, I've got a boyfriend. Oh, but you drank that drink. That was great. Nope, I checked your Facebook.
You weren't worth the $4.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score. see.
But I'll know what he looks like, too. So if he's the guy setting a couple seats over, I'll know who's going to try to punch me.
You know who you got to run from.
Yeah.
Well, going into the augmented reality, just real quick, there's a game that one of the IT guys up at work. Our IT guys have way too much free time because he just comes over and chats all the time.
Yes, and that is very true across
until
the
something,
IT department.
Until something breaks, he's pretty much just free range.
Not a ramble.
Yeah. So he free ranged over a few days ago, and he was talking, and he brought up this app that he has on his phone called Conquer. What Conquer is an augmented reality game where you go into a town, and it's assigned so many people, like so many soldiers to this town. And when you're in that area, it's using like MapQuest or Google Maps or something. When you're in that area, it's assigned so many soldiers. And so if he has enough soldiers, he can take that town. Now, that town's not going to be taken again until somebody else physically goes to that town and then conquers it. Well, this guy is spending his weekends just bored, you know, driving around to all these little towns in northeast Oklahoma and conquering this whole area. So, like, right now, he's like the kingpin and conqueror on this side of the state so far until somebody else starts picking off his troops, which I thought was...
Is that free?
I think it's like $2.
Damn.
Plus $3.09 a gallon right now.
Well, yeah. When he's driving. Well, he likes going on random road trips, so...
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, getting ultralight for that. I'll just fly overhead and be like, dude.
Yeah, because he's telling me what he did this weekend, and he's like, yeah, I went to Holbert. I was like, what the fuck would you go to Holbert? He's like, I had to conquer it.
there was
30 troops there, and I took it over. It's like, now I have 40,000 troops. I can take anything I want. So you move them like risk. So, like, from town to town, like, you go from a town to another town. He's like, yeah, I just pull up at, like, a gas station, or I go and eat somewhere, and I'm sitting there playing Conquer All meeting at some local diner. Whatever. And I was just like, that's...
Huh. That's awesome.
It's kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, spell it out. C-O-N-Q... No, I think it's... I'll look it up.
Q-U-E-R.
Write it down for me to do a link later. So...
I'll put an arrow towards it.
Anyways.
Special.
Kind of runs the old game Imperia Online I used to play all the time. It was all numbers, but it was RPG. You got your army, and you can split it for troops and run. You had resources and stuff, but you could leave people garrisoned somewhere, but then you've got less people to... you know, send over, and if you're running, you know, it shows your time, and if you're getting attacked, you've still got an hour and a half till you can go save your town, and it's already looted and pillaged, and you lost all your resources. So it was all numbers, though. Nothing.
So, the last thing I want to bring up before, do you have any more news, Rex?
Nothing real.
Go on. Holly? Three stories?
Three. Four. Wait. Four. I have four.
Are any of those heavy, or any of those light?
They're light.
Light? Do you mind if we save until after the break?
That's fine. I don't care.
We've gone a little bit long, so... we'll leave it at that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, and we are back from our break. And that was probably the shortest break we've ever had.
I think it was.
That's kind of a record for us. Usually our break is about 30 or 40 minutes. And this time we managed to squeeze it all down to about 10.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's because it's getting late.
It's quality, not quantity.
That's right. It's all about how you do it.
As long as you do it good, it doesn't have to be, you know, a good half hour, 45 minutes every time.
It's true that. So I took a quick break. I know I saved some of the lighter stories for later. And I cut Holly off. So Holly,
that's okay.
You can start.
So, something that I'm really excited about, the portal turrets are actually coming out this year.
Yeah.
They're like 16 inches tall. They've already sold out of the motion sensor ones that actually have like all the normal quotes that they normally go through. But they still have, where they had only made like 350 of those. But the silent ones, they made like 750 of them that they're selling for $300 that I'm really excited about.
You said silent ones?
Mm-hmm. Like, they don't say anything. I don't even know if they have the sensor on them.
Why would you pay more for the silent one?
Huh?
Or did I get it backwards? Was it the silent
one? The silent one is $300. I don't know how much the motion sensor one was. They only made 350 of them.
Of the motion sensor?
Yeah, and then they made 750 of the silent ones, the mute ones.
Oh, fair enough.
But I love that game.
We know.
I want a turret.
You want a turret?
Yeah. So I think after I get paid, because the way they've got it set up is you can actually do, you can set up a payment plan. You pay $100 a month.
your portal turret payment plan.
Yes. So I'm going to start on Saturday. Whenever I get paid, I'm going to put $100 down just to make sure that I have it. Next month, obviously, I'm going to put another $100 down. Or maybe even, I don't know, the same month. Who knows?
Do you have a link for that? You can find it later,
like, right? I think it was like gameheads.com or something.
I'll look it up. Write it down for me to check in later.
I've got it on my Facebook.
Okay. It's going to be like, are you there?
But
not
yeah,
mine.
The talking ones, I know.
I wish.
Or right, if
I
you
don't blame you. I want that one so bad. Or I want a Wheatley. I want a talking Stephen Merchant Wheatley.
A virgin Wheatley?
No, a Stephen Merchant.
Oh, gotcha.
I want a Gladys potato.
That would be awesome too. Yeah. I want all three of them.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What
and
else?
The socks.
Oh, the Portal socks?
The Portal socks.
Yeah. You can get those pretty easy.
Oh, yeah,
I want some springy Portal shoes where I can jump off 150 feet and land from.
You know, that would be awesome, but those don't exist, so I will go with the socks.
I'll settle for the Portal gun, then. The Portal gun?
Portal gun.
I'll do just blue and orange. I don't have to have the other ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not picky.
I won't be selfish here.
Fair enough. What else did you have, Holly?
Far Cry 3 was delayed.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that. I'm glad you brought that up. When did I push it back to?
For the U.S., it'll be released on December 4th, and for the U.K., it's going to be released on the 29th of November.
That's a bad time, because Assassin's Creed 3 comes out with that around in November. Halo 4 comes out in October. November. Is it October?
October.
Late October?
20th? Or the second? One of those Resident Evil 6.
And then Resident Evil 6, I think, is October.
Yeah, one of the second, the other's 20th.
So you got three huge games coming out right before that, and you think about, I always bring up the economy, but we know that a lot
Watch
of people.
Dogs. That's the other one.
Is that coming out around that time too?
Yeah.
So that's four games coming out ahead of Far Cry 3, which people are going to hate on me for this, but I actually like Far Cry 3's idea better than all of those games. I love Resident Evil. I love Halo. I love Assassin's Creed, but I really like me some Far Cry. I mean, I really like Far Cry.
It looks really good.
Well, I don't think Resident Evil is going to be that replayable compared. I mean,
yeah.
And then Halo, of course, I'm going to, you know, probably
decimate.
Yeah, it's.
I'm still on the fence with Bungie not being in the works anymore, and that's a lot of the Bungie fans. Are really pissed about 343 taking over on that. So, if 343 lives up to it and does it right, I think that'll be something cool. Did I just take another one of your stories?
No.
Okay. But yeah, Far Cry 3, just open world, like survival shooter. Like the only game that I know of so far where you dig the bullets out of yourself with your knife. If you can get it.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Because, what is it, Snake Eater? I think they did that. Yeah. You had to like dig stuff out, and you had to stitch yourself back up and everything.
I'm going to say this, and people are going to hate me. I like this more than I like Metal Gear. The controls are way better. Metal Gear is endearing, and I like Metal Gear, Holly. Holly. Mm-hmm. But Far Cry...
I'm leaving.
But you're also going with PlayStation versus... it's PlayStation versus everyone else.
Right.
No, I only played I played the second Far Cry and only played a little bit of it, so I mean the third one looks really cool and that's one reason why I started playing the second one, but I had borrowed it from work. So
Far Cry is one of those games you get into and then you don't realize you've been playing for 2 weeks. It's like the Skyrim equivalent of being out in the bush somewhere and surviving and you have guns.
2 weeks of being in bush.
2 weeks in the bush.
I'm more scorched earth policy, but now let's do this.
Oh my god!
Free range,
like a free range pussies, huh?
You know how I like it.
Gotta let them be free.
Scorched earth policy, though. I love that. That's fucking awesome.
Moving along, Holly. What else do you got?
The last two that I have are actually for movies.
Oh yeah.
Child's Play.
They're doing that.
Chucky. They're coming out with Curse of Chucky, and it's not going to theaters, it's just
straight to DVD. That's not surprising.
I'm going to have to watch it, though, because I saw the other ones. So I have to watch this one, and I know it's going to be terrible, but it's the same actor. Like, the same guy doing the voice.
Is that the kid? Is it all that he ever did?
Is it the kid from, like, Seed of Chucky? Remember that?
I think, the kid that was in Seed of Chucky was Billy Boyd, who actually played as one of the Hobbits.
Oh, I don't mean the real person. I mean the one that was born. She gave birth to
him. Yeah, that was him.
Okay.
That was
Billy Boyd?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was Billy Boyd.
Yes, he wasn't Frodo, he wasn't Sam. Pippin.
No, it might have been
Mary.
Mary. Was it Mary?
I think Dominic Monaghan was Mary. And then.
Yeah, you're right. Billy Boyd is Pippin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give you some reference. It took me a second. I recognized it, and he was like, where have I heard that? And he said, The Hobbit.
Oh, look, there's mushrooms and some carrots.
Dude, I was in love with them. Like, I had a shirt that had Mary and Pippin on it. Like, I was...
It's all right.
I was in love with awesome. Them. This fucking is a, love Lord of the Rings.
What else do you got?
Transformers 4.
Yeah.
The Ride. Fucking gay. 3D, obviously, and it's supposed to be in space. Like, a majority of it is probably going to be in space.
Are we going to get a story about Transformers and less about people that nobody cares about?
What?
Just some other girl child was falling in love with.
That's why I like Transformers.
Who's running around in fucking high heels. Totally unrealistic. I'm going to go home and change, and I'm going to continue wearing high heels.
Even though the building's falling over, you know, I'm jiving out of the glass, but my crap's still good. Freaking ridiculous. That whole movie.
One last kind of movie thing, so we were talking about House. Hugh Laurie has been casted to play the villain that is the CEO of DynaCorp in the new RoboCop remake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about that. Nice. That's awesome.
So now he really will be the villain.
That could be kind of awesome.
What I was trying to find out, are they going to use his normal British accent?
Yeah, I know, that's what I was thinking. Like,
or are they going to be speaking like he's normal? Because he's not normal. He's a British guy.
He sounds weird because I never heard his regular voice until he's like on the...
Is his British accent?
Like, who the fuck's that?
Same with main character from...
that voice sounds really familiar, but I don't know about
the sheriff from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He's British as hell.
Huh. It's he fakes that Alabama or that Georgia accent pretty well.
Short people. Eye fucking the camera.
Yeah. Oh, I picture myself as the camera, so I'm all down. Yeah.
So speaking of movies,
my zombie ass anytime.
There's a Lego movie coming out.
What?
Yeah, it's Lego: The Piece of Resistance, directed by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, guys that did Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Is it live action?
I never saw that.
No, not live action, but it's gonna be Lego Batman and Lego Superman saving something. Couldn't find out a lot more information about it. But Lego Batman and Lego Superman together. I know Holly is cringing over there because she hates Superman, but...
You're thinking like Pixar good?
Yeah, it looks like Pixar stuff.
That'd be insane. They've got...
Cry.
In the mornings when I wake up and my TV, you know, comes on its own, we got the timer set, and it's like... It's usually Lego... Like, some kind of Lego Ninjago or something. Stupid Ninja Legos.
Ninja Legos?
Yeah. It's a stupid thing, but I can only imagine it sucking like that show does.
Ninja Legos?
It sucks.
Lego sucks.
Ninjago or something. It's stupid. There's like snake Lego people versus the Ninja Lego people. And they're old sensei. It's like wax on.
When does this come on?
Yeah, like 7:30 in the morning. I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Is this like on Cartoon Network or something?
Yeah, it's on it's Cartoon Network because I fall asleep watching American Dad every night at like midnight. I'm like, I finished my last chug of whiskey or whatever I've got. Nearest booze to my bed, whatever I can reach, you know, whatever bottle's closest. So, anyways, when I'm passing out, I pass out to that. TV turns itself off, you know, after 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wake up in the morning, my TV comes on, it's like, oh, this is great. What the hell am I watching? It's Pokemon. And then it turns into that. Meanwhile, I'm like, getting my clothes ready, jumping in the shower. I get out, oh, Ninjago, that's what I wanted to see. This crap, right?
Why don't you change the channel?
It's something I won't watch. It's good. I don't want to watch it because if I get stuck there, I'm like late to work because I'm like, I was watching TV, just standing there trying to leave my door. But this crap, I watch it. I still get stuck and I'm like, what the hell is it? Screw this. And I run out the door. I'm like, please work. Come on. Get out of here. This stuff sucks. Like
fight intrigue.
it's like, do something. They've got like, dude, they're all.
It's that pack rat mentality. Victor sees something shiny and he can't move away.
They're precious. The rat's habits wants it. Time to take it from us.
Always wanting.
So, fair enough. I'm going to kind of bring it around to something real quick. And we didn't get into it in the last segment because, hey, we ran a little long. Didn't realize how long we were going to talk, but whatever. I talked to Rex last week, and I was like, hey, we should do something on a PC build. And so I built a PC with an Athlon chipset, or an AMD chipset, and then Rex built one with an i5. And after looking at the two builds and seeing that he actually spent less money on his i5 build than I do on my AMD build, I was like, dude, i5 all the way. I didn't realize you could build one this cheap for an i5.
Right, and this was something I was talking to you about, too. When we were looking at buying all our new equipment for work, if you look at the processor spec sheets, the i3, i5, and i7 actually overlap a lot.
And the i5 is really overclockable.
It is. And so what you can do is, realistically, you can come in at a high-end i5, which is going to be cheaper than a low-end i7.
Right, and then actually do better.
Right, if you do an overclock. Now, the difference is, nerding out is the cache, which...
Is it 2 megabytes on a i5? Or... No, maybe it's 8. I'm putting you on the spot.
I have clicky wings.
But you're also dealing with chipset upgradable later.
Yeah, and this is the newest chipset. It's kind of out, the LGA1155.
You can put your laptop on the table. You just need to talk into the mic.
Yeah. There we go. So, I mean, yes, it is upgradable. What I put together came in between 7 and 750.
Yeah, the only thing, you forgot a power supply, I forgot a hard drive. And that was the main thing. You did yours without a mouse and keyboard, right?
Well, yeah, you just go steal one of those.
Well, it just...
I have a whole bunch of them at work if anybody wants them.
You can find them in your local apartment trash cans. Go to the dumpsters, dig around, find the nearest curly cable that's hanging out, because everybody, even the lowest of low are going to wireless, and you've got an old wired keyboard and mouse. That's pretty much...
Yeah.
You can find a ball mouse any day of the week. Schools throw those out.
Well, speaking of that, though, I mean, we didn't include that in our builds because that's something that everybody, if you have a PC at some point, you're going to have that, and you're going to be able to just plug it in, and if you feel like upgrading that, you can do that on your own time.
Yeah, and that's something else, especially kind of with the hard drive shortage going on. Anything you can scrap from your old machine just makes it easier to get in. Because, you know, your main things, you got the motherboard, processor, memory, and video card, and those are your four core components of a gaming machine.
Right.
That power supply comes in behind that. As long as you got enough to power the card, though, you're usually fine.
And honestly, the power supply doesn't need to be quite as big as me and you are doing, except that I find it's better to have more power and not worry about stressing it than to have just enough.
Yeah, because you can get weird little shit happens because of that.
Oh, yeah, glitching out and...
Well, then you got something in for some reason that you're... Based on where it's hitting the power or hitting the motherboard, like at some point you're like, oh, my RAM's not powering on because I'm overtaxing my fucking video card at this point. And so you're running into little min-max shit like that. And so it's better to go, like... My policy is I go 200 watts over and... Sometimes I go more than that. I got 1,100 watt power supply now, but
I usually just buy in the $60-$70 range, and whatever's in that, it's
well
typically
hit,
good enough to cover.
Yeah, and we went 750 watts.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
And realistically, you can find that between like what,
probably $60-$70.
Yeah,
if you don't go modular.
Right, and modular, to explain that to people, what. Let me back this up a little bit. So we talk a lot about PC gaming, and we're like, hey, you know, there's a lot of those people that troll a lot of the forums. You look at any of the major sites. I can use them because I go there all the time because it's work friendly. I go to Kotaku all the time. And looking on Kotaku, you see the people, the PC Master Race people versus the console players, and there's always some big battle between nerds on there. And I was looking at it, I was like, you know, PC gaming's not really that far out of reach if people knew more about it. And so that's why I came up with this idea. We talked about it a little bit last show. PC gaming's not as far out of reach as you would think. There's a little bit more initial investment when it comes to buying the hardware. But even on the mid-range that me and Rick conjured together, we have a pretty decent machine. Did you kill yourself?
I popped my elbow real bad.
Okay.
No, I mean, this is better than my computer at my house. And, I mean, I play... D3 on high, Skyrim on max.
Fair enough. So let's run through the specs on this real quick. Let's run on the overview. So we got an i5. Which i5 did you go with?
Again, I was pretty drunk when I put this together. The i5 3570K processor. It's quad core, 6 meg L3 cache. And I was talking about the cache being the major thing between the i7. The i7 has 8 megs. Kind of like the old difference between the Centrino, the Pentium, and the Xeon.
Yeah, it's just your push-through, basically.
Yeah, and again, I mean, i7, not to come down on your buy of the i7.
Yeah.
The i7, I think, is more of a status symbol than really what you need.
I like having a big dick.
Noss is okay with swinging some big dick.
or to be making up for it. But...
He's jealous of the i7. It's a jealousy.
All right,
you're clearly jealous.
Moving on.
So
the motherboard's the, like I said, the LGA 155 Z77. I have an MSI board that I link to.
Okay.
8 gig DDR3 1866. I go Corsair.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah, and we actually both went Corsair, and that shows some similarities between people who think like-minded.
We
built independent builds, and both of us came with Corsair, and we both came with MSI boards. That's also what I picked, because I have an MSI board in my machine.
As do I.
And the last machine before that, and I've never had problems. Well, the last one I killed because I put 1,100 watts on it, but...
God.
Other than that, I mean...
I killed my last one because of a bottle of beer. So...
You saved the beer, though, right?
Well, I drank it, if that means anything. But
you didn't spill it.
The motherboard didn't make it.
So, aside from that, so you got the Corsair RAM running 1866, 8 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we have?
Like I said, the power supply, you go with a 700 watt.
What do you remember what brand you went with on your last build?
On my last one...
I went with a Rosewill. I mean, a lot of people have been hating on it, but that's been going strong for a year with absolutely no problem.
Yeah, just go with something relatively name. Video card, kind of the other major important. I'm a Radeon guy.
I am too, and the reason I am is just because it seems like NVIDIA, you can get the same power out of most of the Radeon cards, unless you're going Kepler.
For cheaper.
For half price.
Yeah,
because how much is that card that you linked?
The HD 7770 1GB DDR5. Better than what I got, and I paid $200 for mine, and I was able to find this one at $150.
Exactly, and that's something we brought up several shows ago. I was talking about the new Radeon cards that are coming out. And at $150, that's a fucking steal.
Yeah,
so,
I have a 6970 that I paid $200 for.
So. Yeah, I have a 6850 that I paid $140 for about a year ago. But... easily a fucking beast of a card, too.
Right, and the other thing is that everything that I did put on here, I did not take rebates or coupons, things. There's like $20 here, $30 here off on the parts, and I don't deduct those because you still got that initial expense.
The only thing that you didn't include that I included, you didn't include a monitor, did you? Because you figured people would probably scrap that together from their old PC.
Yep.
Plus, anyone with a new TV, you can plug it right in.
Well, and to speak of that, we always talk about how PC gaming has come a long way. A buddy of me and Vic's, actually, Weston, built a fucking hoss of a PC. Now, he's probably overcompensating a little bit. But
it's retarded. Yeah.
But he plays with a controller, and he plays on, what is it, a 65-inch TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got it running to his HDTV for his monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's like a fucking like Sharp Aquos or something retarded.
Oh,
like
that's my TV. But he's got I think it's a... I don't know, actually. I think Panasonic, I think...
The point is, most of the cards now have HDMI out, and you can run it. If you got a 1080p HDTV...
You'll find more cards with HDMI than you will DVI ports now.
I know, it's just fucking crazy.
So,
which makes it fairly easy. You can get a 15-foot HDMI cord from Amazon for like $6.
There is a HDMI cord online that I found for $1,300. $1,300.
Is it just the data throughput on its freaking ridiculous, or what?
It's like silver plated uranium taint.
It's actually liquid quanta, gold. Liquid quanta, gold flows through,
quanta
through eight individual tubes.
It's actually made from space rock.
So, Jesus blessed it himself.
He did. He also does it for $7.99 over at the local market.
Do you think? No, on top of that, though, do you think the actual data speeds in HDMI cables makes that much of a difference?
I think it does when you get to a high-res TV, but...
No, I don't.
You don't?
It's all marketing gimmick, just like saying gold-plated cables because they have better conductivity.
Exactly. Metal, and
you're not gonna
electrons
see
are flowing. It's metal. You get shocked from your little 50-cent wall plug. It shocks the hell out of me. Now, if that was gold-plated, it would still probably shock the hell out of me. I don't really think, you know...
It might shock you more.
It might shock me more, but I would be being shocked by gold, and I'd be smiling while it's happening.
So to the listeners out there, trust these two, because I'm more of a software engineer, and these guys are both hardware guys. I would trust Rex on this more than my opinion, so...
I would trust a sober Rex.
Well, you're twitching over there.
Also, you gotta think of what you're sending through the TV is it's data, you know.
Yeah, it's just
straight. And it's not data. I'm sorry, like you're just doing video. You're not processing anything. And it's data, but it's not anything.
Well, there's a handshake that goes
on.
It's not a
bandwidth issue.
The secret handshake, though.
Well, you know, you got those. Yeah. Well, there's that whole thing with HDMI, how you can actually set it to where you turn on like a DVD or a Blu-ray player or something like that, and it auto tunes to the right input based on that handshake and things like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's still some things that are going through that, but...
But not something that's going to suck up bandwidth. Especially when you're not going to be using it for
I guess
a picture
when it comes to a video stream. Well, I mean, there's that whole issue where if you have a really big TV that's running at a real high hertz, that, like, sometimes it, for whatever reason, it bogs down a graphics card. And I don't know what the issue is with that.
TV's got its own processor stuff, though. It's got its own
carved in it.
Guy at work plays Diablo 3 on high settings on his 60-inch TV.
Nice.
Lays out his chair out on his balcony, kicks back, has keyboard on his lap, mouse, and just plays.
I mean, the TV's doing all that work for you. It shouldn't affect your computer.
Well, fair enough. Well, speaking of that, though, I mean, we basically got a pretty damn decent build. We're not actually even skimping that much. And we did this for $700. You could go with an AMD chipset, an AMD board, and save yourself another $100 if you wanted to do that. But you could get a pretty elite gaming rig that is comparable to most of the Alienware builds for half the price. And don't go Alienware. I hate to hate on Alienware. It's just over fucking priced.
It used to be, when it wasn't as popular, it used to be.
Well, to put it awesome. Further perspective, it's owned by Dell. So I'm just saying. Do you agree, Rex?
I build my own.
Well, no, I mean, just going with build your own versus Alienware.
If you got the know-how, and that's really what it comes down to.
I mean, really the know-how just boils down to making sure you have the right socket set for your chip, making sure that you have a motherboard that supports the correct speed of RAM and will support the right amount of RAM.
Yeah.
And getting a power supply that will support the rest of that stuff. And honestly, if you go with 750 watts, unless you're running that new Kepler card, I think you'll probably be all right.
That's still around it.
Well, even then, you're going with heat. You know, a lot of computing is temperature and getting rid of that. You run a lower watt power supply, maxing it out, it's going to be hotter than a bigger power supply using less of it.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to run more fans.
Well, and then last but not least, included in that build, Rex, you had a case and a hard drive too, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a case at like $25. It's just a cheap old case.
Mid-size ATX.
And then I had a 500 gig Western Digital Blue Caviar at $75, which if you can scrap one from your old machine, that's the smarter thing to do.
Yeah, and then we talked about this earlier, last but not least, if you can afford the extra money, go SSD or solid state drive. So, reason being is they operate so much faster than your other drive. You install your OS and your games on it, then they're going to run that much faster.
Solid state even.
He's talking about just doing a 20 gig and running your fucking operating system.
Do a 40 with Windows 7 because the WinSXS folder expands.
Gotcha. Well, I had like fucking 20 gigs in my fucking temp folder the other day. I was like, what the fuck has been going on here? So, must have been all that porn. But anyways.
Adult programming.
Moving along a little bit. Last week we had a question, and Ollie's been over there cooling off. Because it's hot as fuck in here.
Sorry, I can't turn it off. It's just a thing. It just happens.
I was supposed to say something like that, too.
Rex unbuttoned the shirt, and Victor's been over there just sweating it up.
Just
airing out the balls. Airing out the balls.
They take a lot of cooling.
Boy, the skin's so large. It's a dissipating.
So the wrinkles for the radiant. They're you know, adding surface area.
It's like an elephant's ears. Moving along, we had a question last week, and the question essentially was this. So we did a story on Apple, and Apple had basically has an embargo that's sort of roughly based on what Iran's been... Basically, they don't want to sell to anybody that has any kind of ties to Iran, and so there's been a little bit of controversy because there was somebody that went to a store, and they were speaking Farsi to a relative of theirs, and they said, oh, you can't buy an iPhone, or an iPad. Long story short, I linked the story. I linked the wrong story, and I linked the right story later today. Was there any reaction on that, Holly?
I think we do. Trent told me that we've got another one, so I don't know. But I can't look it up because my phone's dead.
Oh, well, shit. So we'll move along to emails, and we'll move back to that. So, and do you have it pulled up?
So you can use my laptop.
Oh, okay.
I have the email from Ian Cost.
Okay, well, why don't you read that, and I'll,
Let me type in the password.
He's like, fingerprint.
This is a really high-tech operation.
You don't have a fingerprint scanner on there? What are you talking about?
Oh, I do. It's just, I'm not going to use that. Stay off the grid. Yeah, don't use Firefox. That's my dirty browser.
Okay. You really want to get dirty, get into Linux. You can do whatever you want.
No, I'm not getting started on that. Okay, so go ahead and go with the email.
Yeah, go ahead and go with the email.
Okay, this is the email from Ian Cost. To the nasty one, the radioactive antelope, Victor Von Doom,
and the zombie badger, who is probably still jumping around as a hunter on unsuspecting survivors in the Tulsa city limits. First, in answer to your question, because Apple is a private company, they can sell to whoever they want. Do I agree with their decision? Nope. But they have the right to lose money and be xenophobic. If... truncated... Oh, there we go. If anyone is not okay with Apple's decision, just vote with your wallet and do not purchase Apple products. As for my question, two movie trailers came out in the last week, Taken 2 and Dredd, which is a remake of, well, Stone's Judge Dredd. I'm just curious about what your opinions are of these movies. I'm personally really excited for Taken 2. Neeson is slowly moving towards Chuck Norris's roundhouse kicking torch. As for Dredd, I'm not sure what to make of it. I love Urban, but in the trailer, his voice sounds a lot like Bale's Batman. Dredd looks like a combination of The Punisher and The Dark Knight. Love the cast. Ian. Cleveland, Ohio.
So, his question to us was, what do we think about Judge Dredd, and what do we think about, what was the other movie?
Taken 2.
Taken 2,
that's right. Okay.
I haven't seen previews for either, so I'm out of this one.
Victor?
I haven't seen the previews, but I know exactly what I think about. I love both those original movies. I'll see them both. But
do you like the original Judge Dredd with fucking Stallone?
Stallone, all the way, heck yeah. And plus, what's her name? She's hot.
That chick.
That girl, yeah.
Black hair. Sandra Bullock?
Was it Sandra Bullock?
Is that Judge Dredd?
Yeah.
So just sign me out.
So he's been frozen, they defrost him to fight the...
Oh, did you have it?
Okay. Yeah, I just have it. Fair enough. What do you think, Rex?
I think people need to stop jacking around with Liam Neeson's daughter.
Yeah.
So, what's that? Do you know what the premise is of Taken 2?
I have no idea, but, I mean, if it's Neeson...
They're not going to take his daughter again. You think it's someone else?
They took his wife.
No, they come back.
No, he's single now.
Oh, that's right.
He was single in the movie.
I think they could come back and take revenge because he shut down their whole ring of child prostitution or whatever they were doing over there.
I wouldn't say he shut down the ring, but
he messed it up.
He put a dent.
He made it pretty public and effed it up.
He went and R-packed their entire group.
Yeah, so it was pretty dang good. Plus,
Dredd, you know.
Stallone was the only way to go with that. Just because he was so over... It was back in the day of Arnold and Stallone busting up. You just come up and tear a door off a car and throw the person out of it and drive it off. It's my car now.
You know? I have the whole problem, and as excited as I am for RoboCop, I have the whole problem with remake movies.
Well, they've been doing them for now, the last 10 years.
They ran out of new ideas.
And it kind of comes back to the same issue with sequels, in that when you go and you see a sequel, you want to see... You kind of come in there expecting to see the same movie. And so, I mean, what happens is, and the best example I can give is Boondock Saints 2. Boondock Saints came out, and it was just this cult classic of taking it into your own hands, regardless of how crazy they are.
It was just a goofy-ass, entertaining movie, and I liked it.
It was. And then 2 came out, and it took kind of this whole different, almost serious, more serious twist into it. It was still funny, still had the same little gags. But
except for Dexter's wife.
Awesome.
She's annoying.
There's people that like it here, and there's people that hate it. I didn't see it because Holly hated it so much. But I also know that you're the Bill O'Reilly of critique, so I'm not sure. But there's also other people that I like a lot that don't like that either.
I like the movie other than her. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Anyways, so moving along, where were you going with that point?
Well, I mean, it comes back to with sequels, and you kind of set expectations that they're never going to live up to, necessarily.
Unless it's the Avengers, and it worked.
Oh, if they had Stefano in that, I'd never leave the house.
Oh, jeez. Nice. Nice.
Fair enough.
Should have known.
Fair enough. I don't... I'm going to give my quick 2 cents on it. As far as Judge Dredd, yes and no. I'm with you on the Stallone thing, Vic. I'll just have to see more of it. I saw a quick blip of the trailer. Looked cool, but I'm not sure.
Well, they're swapping, you know, Total Recall even. You got Colin Farrell instead of Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about that. Trent's the biggest fan here of Total Recall. He's really into the idea, but I don't know what's going to happen with it. So I'm cautiously optimistic they might make it cool. I don't know about the slow-mo, but what I did like is the imagery reminded me a lot of how they were doing with Prey 2 before that got scrapped or whatever.
Yeah, well,
and it looked a lot like Mass Effect in the in one of the cities. You know the Sorry City? What's it called? Is it Ilium?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you go to Ilium and you go do that car scene or the car chase scene or whatever. Did you do any of the DLCs?
I don't think so.
Do Shadow Broker.
Shadow Broker?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, you know the chase scene in Shadow Broker? That's what some of the preview reminded me of, and I was really excited about that. And kind of going along the same lines, I'm cautiously optimistic about some of that stuff. But that being said, I'm not sure I want to see another Judge Dredd. With Taken 2, I'm really into Liam Neeson kicking ass.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. I don't care.
Except when he kicks the ass of wolves, because that was so anticlimactic. I'm so over... What was that called? The Gray. I bought that on demand, and I was so pissed at the end. I was like, this was a shitty-ass movie. I'm sorry.
We just downloaded it.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I was actually playing Minecraft while Andrew was watching it. But, I mean, I kind of saw a little bit of it, and I saw the end of it.
Well, I wanted to see more Liam Neeson kicking wolf ass, and because that's kind of... I know he's a serious actor. I mean, he's done Les Miserables. He's a great actor.
Crawl.
Yeah. And he does... Yeah.
Old school.
Going way old school. But I think he's a great actor. That part of him is underutilized, but he's also really good at kicking ass. He's really good at being that old guy that kicks ass. And so if there was a split with Liam Neeson doing a little bit of both more often, I'd be all right. But Taken 2, they'll really have to sell me on the premise for me to like it.
I could see him being like, you know, Sean Connery in The Rock. Like, you know...
Do you smell...
Old dude.
Well, Liam's cooking.
Oh, God.
But anyways, that's my 2 cents. Moving along to the question responses. Holy shit. Hold on a second here.
And while you're looking at that, though, speaking of the Gray, like 50 Shades of Gray, like every girl I know is like beaten off of this book. So I jacked off. I mean, I've got them digitally on ebook, EPUB, and you know.
What the fuck is it?
It's about basically
it's girl porn.
Kind of bondage doing it.
Jason was reading it while Brandy.
You probably love them. They're actually well written. They're interesting.
Yeah, they're like selling like crazy.
Yeah, I've got them all if you want them. I'll burn them.
Yeah.
You'll burn them?
Jen, I've got them all on my computer.
I was on a...
Yeah, but then I have to read on the computer.
I haven't found any that are audio...
I have a computer all day.
Ish yet.
So...
Read them on your new Google tablet when I get one in 2 weeks and, you know, look at it.
Fair enough. So I asked that question on the Facebook page, and ex-Tiltcaster Scotticus gave us a lot of answers. He said, you want the full opinion or a single sentence abbreviation? I responded back, I was like, oh shit, hold on.
I can operate the computer if you need me to.
No, I can do this, I think. Said, yeah, I responded and said, yeah, now I got this. If you do it in time, give me something I can read on the show, Scooter. So Scooter gave me a long response. And he says, basically...
Don't get ready.
He said, wow, a tricky one. And the whole thing is stupid. Said, nobody would have been the wiser had the employee not come on point because the girl and her uncle was speaking Farsi and then brought it up with them. Point number two. It probably wouldn't have been an issue if they hadn't been honest and probably ignorant of embargo details and said, they're going to send specifically the iPad overseas to Iran. Insert dramatic music here. Number three. And Apple is standing by it. Until I saw the point where customers outright said they were sending the iPad to Iran, I was pissed and confused. Now I'm forced to side with Apple on terms of law only. Going on, but this is the sort of situation that stands out of dangerous as hell. So the employee racially profiled them and called them out in public. So we are already get to add humiliation and embarrassment into the mix. Furthermore, Barney Fife here was incapable and or unwilling to trust the customer's word about the iPhone. So he can pick them out, but he can't tell whether they're actually being on the level. Oh yeah, this is also because he's not good at this. He just knows foreign speak when he hears it. I have to wonder if he initially thought they were just funny sounding Cubans or something. Back to something we were talking about earlier off the show.
Well, plus, why wouldn't they just go to the next store over and buy it?
No shit.
Who's going to stop them? Let's not do that again.
Oops.
Oh, no, I am American. Sell me this. I'm keeping it in the U.S.
So,
thank you. Come again. Hello, please. You know, what are they? I mean, you're doing something.
So, Scott has some good points here. And this is one of the reasons I do miss him being on the show. Now for the trickiest part. Apple's slippery slope on this. Apple's effort to stay legal services to make that employee feel justified, even wise in its prejudicial move. It's empowering and enabling. What are the odds that he's going to do this again, but this time be wrong? And if Apple's going to go this far as to stand behind their in-store profiler extraordinaire, they're kind of upsetting up a precedent. We have a lot of embargoes going on, and this is an odd model Apple has created. The trick is to actually cull out the would-be offenders. So the guy I buy my iPod for now is going to be part of that front lines in keeping enemy countries from owning awesome shit. Excellent. I guess it's safe to assume Apple is actually training their people to know your embargoes and how to defy the enemy shopper. Fair enough. Scott gave me a pretty intelligent response to that, and I was hoping that he would give me something in link because I knew Scott's a fan of Apple products, but Scott also tends to see some of the logic behind some of the stuff. And I agree, they have a company policy, they got to stick behind it. It's a stupid fucking company policy, though. And to go back to what Ian said, people can sell shit to whoever they want. You can say, I don't like you, and not sell something. However, that being said, it's not fair to fucking profile somebody based on their nationality. And that's the bigger question. Now, a company can do whatever the fuck they want, but I also think it's fucking stupid as hell for them to do that, and then make it public that they're standing behind their employee.
Dude, I gotta say this before I forget it. Apple has basically GPS built into everything they've ever made, and in their user agreements, they can track you and do whatever they want with it. So they would know if you're using it in Iran. Disable equipment, bam, done, block it.
There goes that one overseas.
Yeah, boop. Now I got that serial number blocked.
So they could do something a little bit better like that. I mean, obviously we got some kind of embargoes going on, but I think it's, like Scott said, I think it's a slippery slope for any company to do something that ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm obviously fine with companies having their own policies, but when it comes to something like that, it's just outright prejudice.
I don't really think that they should be necessarily profiling, because, and this is with a not thorough understanding of the law, but you essentially have two ways of whether, because they're basing that on the embargo, is that, does the embargo require that they cannot, because the device was going to an American citizen. So with them, regardless of what they know, what that person does is not their responsibility. And it really depends on how the embargo law is worded. Can they knowingly sell a device to someone that
taking your line of logic, don't even take it down that path. Just say, to any American citizen who sells said American products overseas to these countries that are embargoed, you're in trouble. That's not racially profiling. That's just saying, we have a disagreement with this company, or this country.
Right.
It's just like selling something to like some North Korean somewhere, and you know that you're obviously not supposed to do that. Well, that's fine, but let any American citizen that comes in and shows an ID, I mean, you don't have to show an ID. I mean, you have to show an ID when you use your check card. So you can say, well, we don't, you know.
Orry, Iran.
You don't even have to say sorry, Iran, but you don't even have to not sell it to him. You can just say, you know, well, this is your responsibility at this point. Let the government take control when it comes to something like that. And like Victor's saying, there's not any reason why they can't just go through and just disable it once that IP crosses into a country that we'd embargoed.
Although, interestingly, that I believe it was a lady.
Yeah.
She was able to actually call Apple support, and they told her that she could buy one online. So they did concede on it, too, though.
They conceded on it, but made an ass of themselves in public.
Yeah.
And
no publicity.
That's horrible publicity, though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but we're talking about them and not Microsoft right now, so they've gotten something out of it.
Fair enough.
Surface.
But go with what Ian says. Support with your dollar, which is why I might be going Android soon.
I'm a droid person.
So
me too.
Droid.
And soon to be Borg.
Borg.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a Borg. I'm pro Borg.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to drop the money for the glasses.
I'm pro abortion. So. You can aborginate me any day. I've been aborged. Aborted.
So, moving on, we had a question this week. And what was that question, Holly? I always call on you when you're writing something down.
I know.
I'm sorry.
She's just scribbling all day long. She's doodling.
Yeah, well, she's
on that page. The little dinosaurs running around the world.
So
there's nothing.
Yeah, so what did we come up with our question this week, Holly?
Okay, I think I wrote this down the right way. What do you think of console-exclusive games being released months before the PC version?
More so than even that, to use a modern example of something that just happened this week, Dawnguard being released on Xbox exclusively months ahead of PC and PS3.
Your thoughts? I have no comment. I don't PC game enough.
Victor?
As console gamer, hardcore as I am, I laugh because I like to do that anytime PC gamers, you know, get angry at it. I laugh at it because just get a freaking F-362. If you had one too, then
yeah,
you know,
but you don't have
against it.
You don't have Steam Workshop, though.
Yeah, no, I don't. But I'm not whining either way, you know.
I'll play it on Xbox while people are waiting for it on computer rather than just getting a freaking Xbox. It's a game system.
Well, I'm upset that I can't play the new fucking Left 4 Dead maps. Yeah. And they're on Steam.
So, Rex, you feel strongly about this. You're a Skyrim PC gamer.
Nerd raging as much as I am about it. I am so close to getting on my wakeboarding skateboard and going to Bethesda and choking them. Because
it was a business deal with Microsoft, obviously.
I totally understand. If I was in their position, I would probably do it too. But that does not stop the rage that boils down in me right now over this.
Well, Trent made an important point off air, and he was saying, so you got all these people they do Summer of Arcade on Xbox. And with that being said, you have all these people that are playing games in the summer. You know, you have all the college students that are off for the summer just working their jobs. Mm-hmm. All these people, Skyrim reaches across several boundaries when it comes to the, like, stereotype gamer. Everybody fucking plays it. But why just show love to the Xbox people? What about all these college students, hobbyist people that built their PCs and have been building them for 5 years that play Skyrim?
User-generated content.
Yeah, exactly. And that plus Dawnguard. I mean, if they'd released Dawnguard on PC and gave it a little love, I mean, you'd be getting all sorts of user-generated content for Dawnguard, which would make it better, probably, at the end. So, I don't know. I'm a little miffed. I'd like to see more stuff released on PC. It's just like Max Payne came out 2 weeks later. Ghost Recon came out like a month later. Stuff like that. I think that's kind of bullshit. So, I don't know. Nerd rage out. Send us emails at teabag@tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and like us, love us, and write comments. And we also post other shit on there.
And there's still the 100-like challenge going on.
Yeah, so Victor, what are we doing on the 100-like challenge? Once we hit 100 likes, what are we doing?
Oh, trying to do a spoonful of cinnamon without dying.
Yeah, and we'll be recording it on Johnny's new HD camera. So,
and putting it on the site.
Yeah. So that ought to be
interesting. We're just going to record it for ourselves. You guys don't get to see it.
We'll watch it and fat to it. Oh, yeah, look at all that cinnamon.
I think I just wear like a white t-shirt just so you can see all the cinnamon go all over the place.
And then the vomit. Just a cloud. We're in a clean room with plastic on the walls.
Oh, we should do that.
It looks like something from Dexter. Basically, his boxing ring converted into a cinnamon ring.
Cinnamon ring. Fair enough.
You remember that one.
I haven't seen any of the new episodes.
Oh, this is
I've only seen like the first two seasons.
Oh, no, this was way back when.
Was it like season two?
Is it season one?
Was it season one?
I've only seen
season one. Oh, okay.
You need to watch more.
I don't remember.
So,
you need to watch more Game of Thrones.
I already
love it.
I almost said I already beat that, but I watched that.
He beat it to that, is what he meant.
Dude, there's a lot of TNA in that.
There is, though. Let me just bang this demon and it gives birth to this other demon that's going to kill this guy. Son of a
bitch. Episode one, it says go.
Oh, oops, I did it anyway. Oh, yeah. What an asshole. But all that aside, one quick caveat that I was going to throw out towards PC gaming. So you spend $700 on this rig. Hmm? There's a lot of games out there that are on the way cheap. And as on the way cheap, I mean Dragon Age 2 right now is $4.99 on Amazon. Try to go to any gaming store and pick up Dragon Age 2 for $4.99. You'll find it on the cheap on the used for $19.99. You're not going to find it for $4.99. You're never going to find Deus Ex with all the DLC for $14.95. You're not going to find those kinds of deals on your console. And so, in the end, when you have a Steam account that's worth $1,800, as I do, at current prices, and have more than 200-plus games, well, that's 200-plus games for $2,000, essentially. And that equals out to about $10 a game. And most of the games I have are AAA titles. So, I'm just saying that at the end of the day, if you don't buy right on the new, you can PC game for a hell of a lot cheaper than you can console.
Yeah, I still haven't played Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Some of the people on the show like it. I fucking hated it, so. Well, I found it on the cheap.
Although my opinion may change, I'll still be right.
Tower Defense sucks, so. That's my opinion. Some people will disagree with me, but I wasn't a fan of the Tower Defense. But anyways, in closing, there's not a lot of new games releasing. The things that you should pay attention to is if you have been doing the Walking Dead thing on PC and Xbox. PC and PS3 come out this Friday. You can get the $5 adventure. And then, of course, on Xbox 360, it was available at the time of us recording. So there's that. There's also the new Penny Arcade game that just came out. If you're into old-school Final Fantasy IV, it's out on PC and Xbox as of now for $5. Again, on the fucking cheap. You got the Mass Effect DLC extended cut. It's free, so that part's worth it. It also is almost 2 gigs, which I don't understand for the end of it. It seems a little ridiculous. But and then, of course, Dawnguard. Don't forget Dawnguard. But there is nothing, literally nothing, coming out within the next 2 weeks. So we'll be revisiting some other things and keeping it as humorous as always. But don't forget to find us on Facebook.com/Tiltcast. There's a Facebook group. I'm trying to get away from that. Please go like the regular one, because I double post everything and I want to get away from that. There's Twitter.com/Tiltcast. You can like us, or not like us, but you can love us and follow us, and I post things on there, and as I get more responses from that, I'll be doing that. But way more followers on that than we do on our other. But last but not least, or three things, Stitcher. Find us on Stitcher. The more we get likes or listens or whatever the fuck you do on that, the better our show becomes on that application. You can do it on your Android, iOS, which is cool if you don't have an iPhone. And if you do have an iPhone, you can go to iTunes and find us there for free, of course, and stream it off the website. And then there's a YouTube channel. And then what do we have for plugs? Did I miss anything?
Stefano.
There'll be a link down. We'll be doing some videos soon. We haven't had enough stuff to do video. We started doing hardcore. Schedules changed, and we couldn't finish it. So putting that off till a later time. But like some of our friends, of course, I was on... what the fuck is the name of that podcast? Elseworlds podcast last week. They should be posting that as of today. We talked a lot about comics. That was really fun, and they got me really fucking trashed.
Normally an option?
Not to this degree. According to them, this is the drunkest they've ever been on a show.
Nice. And I usually have a drink. I just didn't.
No, decide. I did 10 shots of tequila on that show on top of about 8 or 9 beers, and then I did about 3 of those beers, shotgunned them right before we started the show to get me good and ready.
Sounds like my weekend on the river.
So it was pretty intense, and we landed really fucking late. But there, of course, Elseworlds podcast. We have friends of the show, carouselpodcast.com with John and Scott. We also have noquarters.net, which is an excellent monthly gaming show with the guys from bmfcast.com, which you can find on our deal. We have For the Love of Gaming,
forlog.pc.
You also have extraplay.info, and then, of course, our favorite, tvgp.tv. They do good things. So with that, in closing, you can find all those links on the side of the site, and we will catch you next week.
See you later. All right.